Hey, it's Ross Payton with Role Playing Public Radio. We are playing Savage World, Savage Rifts,
woo!
Symphony of the End, Episode 8, Dinosaur Swamp Blues. Because Dinosaur Swamp is a place in Rifts, and it's funny to say that there's blues, a music based about, you know, blues about the dinosaurs.
Yes.
And swamps.
Yeah. Depression situated around.
There better be some dinosaurs playing the blues, too.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, we will.
Perhaps in Savage Worlds, we could make them play the blues.
That's true.
With us.
Oh, my God.
We're on a mission
yes.
to find Denver, the last dinosaur.
I have on good authority that he's a blues artist.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. You could have made Denver, the last dinosaur, your character. Like,
man.
Like, yeah.
You could have.
Don't tell me what could have been. That's just mean.
Well, it's not my fault. Your imagination sucks.
Everything, everywhere, happening all at once. Ass universe.
It's true. Yeah. That's the game. And speaking of which, in the last episode, the player characters did a side job where they found out there's a whole Isekai situation going on. And they did their job for the Techno-Wizard Emmeline in the city of Stormspire. And basically, long story short, they found out about this necromancer who found a server farm running an MMO from before the Rifts. However, this server farm is magical and has ghosts trapped in it. A lot of ghosts. And the thing is, when a ghost die, and they're all the characters in this MMO. And so when the ghosts die in the video game, you don't really die, but they do release PPE. So it's basically a PPE farm, a battery that just generates magical energy. It doesn't harm the ghosts permanently. It doesn't traumatize them. It just
it annoys them.
It annoys them. And so the players helped out Dominus the Necromancer, Dominus and Mortimer, I believe. But now you have a side gig. So as we start in fucking the Tomorrow Legion base in Branson, Missouri. What was that place called? The fucking, I'm blanking on the name of the fucking castle that you're at.
Good job, Roz. It's your game.
I know.
Immersion is. Broken.
Castle Tabuchi.
Castle Refuge.
Castle Refuge.
Yeah, so your castle refuge.
But it will be from here on after referred to as Castle Tabuchi.
So you can, as part of your vignette scene, help this MMO. Basically, yeah, the ghosts in here they've been playing it for hundreds of years. They're all bored of it. They've all tried all the different roles in the game. So anything you can do to help improve the quality of life in the MMO will make them more eager to generate more magical energy and more PPE, and they can harvest this PPE and make money from it. So
it's got to be a better term than PPE.
Potential psychic energy. That's a Rifts term. That's from before.
We could probably
that's a game term that's in Rifts.
It is.
I don't got enough PP.
It is more well known than ISP.
Yeah, inner strength points. God, yeah, my brain.
Well, I have the perfect idea how to help these layabout ghosts.
So
their video.
So Cranberry Bog Hexer, yes, you've been told about this, and you can earn some extra credits. So basically, the way that this will go is any character can do it. You can do only any particular thing once, but it'll be based on your skill check, like what your target number you get. Yes, or you can do multiple checks to sort of buff it up. So, like, what's your plan?
So, like, I'm going to get admin privileges somehow. I might just ask for it, steal whatever.
I guess we can probably all.
Yeah, you're working with them. They'll give you admin.
I'm just going to start banning players. No reason, no explanation. So when these ghosts try to log in, they find out like their bank is destroyed. They don't have their guild tabard anymore.
Yeah,
they're in their underwear in a bush somewhere outside of Stormwind or whatever the hell.
How is that going to help?
Well, they got to start over.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they call customer support, I'll also be there.
Yeah.
And I'll explain to them that, like, well, I don't know what happened. It was like a terrible, like, solar flare. And, you know, it just targeted your account. And, like, we really can't get it back. We don't have any server backups because the solar flare got those two.
So you're just gaslighting and tormenting them.
Well, ghosts are kind of used to this. You know, gaslighting and torment sound like ghost stats.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the...
Okay. All right. Yeah, what do you want to roll for that?
Let's see here.
How good are you going to be at just fucking manipulating them and tormenting these?
Let's see here. I could do...
Poor Isekai.
I could do performance.
Yep. Performance, I would allow. It probably... Is there a lie skill I can remember? Or deceive...
There's intimidation.
Intimidation would definitely work.
Probably.
Yeah.
What die do I have in this? 1d6, I think.
Yeah, so 1d6 plus another 1d6, because you always have your wild die.
That's 6 and 3.
You get to roll the 6 again.
4.
10?
So, in total. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it adds up. So then you can keep exploding this, so you can get ridiculous numbers. So,
right.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, you are just a jerk admin-wise and shake up things. This shakes up guild politics by banning certain guild leaders and other members. And it does shake up the status quo for sure. And now they have something to bitch about. And bitching is cathartic. And like, all right, yeah, you get 1,000 credits for that.
Neat.
So in addition to your regular pay, which is a pinned message in the group chat. So keep that in mind. So, yeah, you're busying yourself doing that in your little... Yeah.
Now I'm in charge.
Sure. The necromancer's tired of doing admin work. He's happy for someone else to do it, even if you are an asshole. Yeah, maybe even especially because he's a necromancer. He loves manipulating the undead. That's his job.
That's his whole thing.
So 44.
Well, I was going to make them a little bit happier by introducing a new event.
Okay.
The Feast of St. Dwinar's Day. So because it is St. Dwinar's Day, that means there's going to be all sorts of Dwinar-themed mini events. Mm-hmm. They have to do the Dwinar dances. They have to do the Dwinar cuisine. Uh-huh. And so, you know, they have to get the right Dwinar boots. And they have to, everybody put in the praise to St. Dwinar.
Okay.
Who is an ancient Earthican wizard who is also a gunomancer.
Mm-hmm. As put them in loot boxes. Okay. And I have to buy them.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody gets one loot box for just logging in during the time. Mm-hmm. And then they have to do all of the events to get the second loot box. But then to get the third loot box, they can actually pay extra. And potentially they could get a super special Dwinar-esque item. There's some loots. There's some skins. There's a couple of, buff foods that will only work during the feast itself. And then there's one or two very, very, very rare, exclusive, only found in loot box Dwinar items mm-hmm. that you can use for a buff once per day. Okay. And it has a one-day cooldown, but that will persist after the event, okay. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Until somebody actually loots it, they don't know for sure. And I'm going to hold on to that last one. Mm-hmm. And not release it until we've hit a certain threshold in, you know, PPE raised. Like to be enough of a frenzy for it mm-hmm. before we actually put it into the game. Because if not, then it's meaningless now, isn't it?
Okay. So how do you want to do this? Are you, because that sounds very good. And like the M-Line and Dominus, you know, are like excited by this proposal. But like, how do you want to, you would need a lot of.
Well, I need to get a lot of buy-in, and so I am going to see if I can get the ghosts to beg for it by using persuasion. I'm going to persuade them that they want to
scream. You're not even doing the event. You're just hyping the ghosts up about something that's coming down the line.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I could get them chanting Dwinar's name over and over and over again, eventually.
And this is for pre-purchase.
I'm giving them something new. Like, something.
This is a talent. Giving a ghost FOMO?
Yeah,
exactly. Holy shit.
So I rolled a 4 and a 4, but the 4 was on a d4. So that's going to be 6 on the d4 plus my 2. So that's an 8.
What's the plus 2 from?
I'm very, very pretty, Ross.
Okay.
I'm also very, very persuasive.
Okay. Girls. All right. If you're persuasive, All right. So with an 8, you generate hype for an upcoming festival. So Dwinar's Dance or St. A very good name, by the way. And so, you'll get 800 credits just for hyping them up, giving something to look forward to. Now, in order to actually make that event, you will need art, you will need a programmer, and you'll need a writer. Now, you can do one of those things, but you'll need one person's entire job is to do one of those three things. So that could be next session. You could all collaborate together to make, an actual bit of content for the game. Other things you can do, you could also recruit people, i.e. like, set up spirit traps to lure in more ghosts into this like purgatory of an MMO, basically isekai people yourself. You could get more hardware for the MMO to run by looting, pre-Rift's technology, which is of course dangerous. Just manipulate, you can write little quests or things like that using existing content.
There's got to be a word for someone who isekai, like an isekaier. There's the Witcher, isekaier, but there's got to be a more elegant word.
That's like a villain. And I want to see that. Sorry, that's a base raider's character. For sure. Damn, I want to run base raiders. Anyway, so yeah, you two are making extra bank through that. So you got 800 extra credits for that. Because again, you know, it's keeping them something to gossip, something to talk about, some new things are finally happening because they were in this closed loop for hundreds of years. And now finally something is happening. So meanwhile, Steve, where we last left off, you were, I believe you just finished your second try. And so I'm going to say they're going to be total of five events, five challenges to get to the fifth one is the finale. Mm-hmm. You're winning. So you have three, four, and you have three left. And so do you want to, you can jump right into it right now, or you could prepare for your next.
I'm going to prepare.
Okay. So how do you want to prepare? You could try and research to see what it's going to be, or you could just practice on your own cooking skills.
I need to be ready for anything they throw at me. So okay. I'm basically going to do, I'm going to do like a training montage in the castle. Okay. I'm actually going to get a disc of like Earth, you know, 1980s. I'll ask the metal. You know, I think, you know, the metal muse that we have.
Yeah.
Say, hey, like, could you whip me up some intense music?
Okay. Yeah.
We could play for his montage.
He could play for his montage. So I believe. So yeah, I think actually going to be the challenges resisting. You need to make a what is it? I can't remember what will or fear checks are using.
Is it spirit?
Spirit. Yeah, give me a spirit check.
Give him a spurt check.
Give me spurt. Six.
Eight.
Okay. Yeah, with an eight, you are not thrown off by the intensity of the heavy metal. So you're able to.
I have to embrace the intensity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on, Cranberry.
Going to give me a cooking check.
Let's see how we can do. Let's see how we do while he's doing it.
Need another.
Oh, shit. Yes. 12. 16.
16. Jesus. Okay. All right. You'll get a +2. Write that down on your next cooking challenge, whatever it is. You've prepared. You were actually. I'll give you a +3 with that. So you have a +3 on your next cooking challenge, cooking skill check. So that won't deal with any complications. You don't know exactly what it'll be, but just remind me or write it down somewhere that you know there's three. So next session we'll do the third, and then there'll be a time between that and the fourth, and then time between that. So like cooking prep. Then yeah. The finale.
Yeah. So yeah, I emerged from the kitchen like you know, hours later. I got like you know, aprons ripped and torn. I'm bleeding in several different places. Like, that was productive.
Yeah, you're psyched. You're ready to go. But before you do that,
I was like, I'm jacked to the tits.
So based on the session six where you some of the Tomorrow Legion Muse Squad went into the Vaporwave realm, you got leads on three other muses. And so but the lead that is that you've identified where they are and you're ready to act is for Florida Man Pickens, a blues singer and pianist who is in Dinosaur Swamp,
Wait, why do I suddenly have like an involuntary shudder when I think Florida Man? Like, I don't even know what that means, but it makes me uneasy just hearing it.
Yeah. So Florida Man Pickens, you have an idea of approximately where he is. He's in the middle of Florida in the central highlands. And basically, yeah, like sat right smack dab in the middle of the state. And the problem is Florida is part of what's called Dinosaur Swamp, which is basically the entire southeast, like Florida, Georgia, Carolinas.
So, it's being someone I'm not going to remaining unnamed at Palladium saw Jurassic Park.
Yeah, there's a shitload of dinosaurs and a shitload of swampland. And you need to rescue him and bring him back to Castle Refuge. We don't know if he needs to be rescued, but you need to get him to Castle Refuge so he can be safe from the Coalition, the Federation of Magic. And so this is going to be an open-ended thing about like how you want to get there. You have multiple options. There's sort of four major areas that you know about. I mean, Dinosaur Swamp is pretty fucking far away in Florida. And I don't think any of you have been there in this. So
what sane person would go there?
There is the Panhandle. There is the area known only as the Time Holes. There's the Central Highlands, which is in the middle. Then there is the Jungle Castle Ruins south of that. And then there's the islands, the Key West Islands. So you can teleport. You could get arranged to get like a vehicle of some kind to get you there. You could get access to you could teleport to the coast and then take a boat there. You could get a flying ship of some kind. All will have risks and rewards. You could also do research to figure out what would be best. This is all at this point. You've done enough missions that Ragnar Thunderaxe, your supervisor, isn't going to hold your hands. He just assumes you know how to do this shit at this point.
And you're like, okay, guys,
I feel like we need to drive very fast in a car with no top, a flying car with no top.
I mean, we've done aircraft and we've done ground. We haven't done boats yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking we need the trifecta.
Yeah.
We need an adventure by boat now.
Boat me, Captain.
Okay.
Can we wear pirate hats?
We better.
Okay, so yeah, the Tomorrow Legion does know you can be teleported to the coast. We'll say basically Louisiana, the coastline of Louisiana, and take a boat.
New Orleans. What's left of New Orleans?
Yeah, I've not looked up what's happened canonically in the rifts, New Orleans.
You know, so. Wait. Yeah. Well, we're using our own imagination for this world.
I think we're going to go into New Orleans.
Yeah,
because it's been rebuilt like five different times.
We'll say it's a trading post. There's people of all types are allowed there, and. Yeah, what kind of boat do you want to get? And what kind of supplies do you want to get? The things you can't wait forever. You need to leave. I'll say you need to leave in a week.
Let's say about a pound of cocaine and a cigarette belt to get her there.
Yeah. you can be teleported to New Orleans for free, and you can make arrangements of some kind to get a boat to take you to the western coastline of Florida. And then, make your
way. I'm thinking speed boat with a more renewable power source would be good. I think we want to get there fast.
Okay.
I also think that we need something sturdy. So not just a tiny little speedboat, but like a bigger boat than that.
So we say we're going to need a bigger boat.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Does there happen to be a Chinese junk for sale somewhere along the coast?
Oh, sure.
Is there a Chinese junk we can run out there and buy?
Oh, actually, that's very cheap because it's like it's a fucking junk. It's like an old sailing vessel. You need to know how to sail.
Would that be
academics?
It's not even nuclear powered.
So would that be driving?
Okay, so basically the way so you can work on improving the boat, improving information, or getting other resources. So Steve, we'll start with you. It sounds like you want to get the boat. You want to get the best boat you can. Mm-hmm. With the resource, you know, Ragnar gives you a budget, gives you some contacts to call. And so you can start radioing people and you can start making arrangements. So just tell me in general, like, how does Steve approach this? Is he just going to ask for Ragnar's help because you've never done this before? Do you have a skill that you think would be helpful with this? Are you just going to delegate to someone else? Yeah.
Driving. Cause I know vehicles. I know we have to balance speed versus durability.
You'd have to go to New Orleans and see the boats yourself. So you can teleport there early.
I'll go early and scout them out.
All right. Yeah, New Orleans. That's a trading post. It's pretty fortified because it's independent. It's not a member of the coalition. But, they face Atlantean raiders and shit like that.
And they still make beignets.
Yeah, they still make beignets.
Definitely getting some of those. Atlantean
raiders. That's sorry. Just like every other week, just like a whole band that just trudged up the beach. I'm having fun imagining it. Don't mind me.
They got tentacles.
So there's like a Battle of New Orleans every week.
Yeah, like these guys. These are Atlantean raiders. That's canonically ribs. Yeah, my brain.
It's the worst when they interrupt Fat Tuesday.
It's true.
They try to interrupt Fat Tuesday, but then they start eating all of the extra foods and all of the drinks because it's still New Orleans. And then the next thing you know, the raiders are in the parade.
Okay, so while you're doing that.
Yeah.
Who wants to talk about what they want to do next for their preparation for this expedition?
We're still trying to secure the boat, right? We haven't done that yet.
Well, I mean, it's a whole expedition to the Dinosaur Swamp section of all Florida. So, the Florida section of Dinosaur Swamp. Okay. So, what else do you think you need? I mean, I'll tell you this. You probably want some kind of supplies, like food.
Right.
You also probably want information or a guide or both. Some sort of expert to help you find Pickens, Florida Man Pickens. And those are very basic things. Yeah.
Okay. I will do research to ascertain the location of Mr. Pickens.
Okay. Yeah. You can just try and find him yourself. Yeah.
All right.
How does this look Like, how is Cranberry looking through the, like, databases of Tomorrow Legion, like, reports, like, and signal intelligence, like, radio intercepts, or are you asking people, or reading books about it?
I'm just asking people. Okay. I'm just going to ask people. No. I'm going to go to the local university and ask some of, like, the really stuffy weirdos who, like, listen to, like, shitty jazz records, like, on purpose, though.
No, yeah. Like, the Tomorrow Legion has databases and libraries of information. So, yeah, you can totally use research for that, yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, that's the Tomorrow Legion has that stuff.
Well, I have a higher die in academics.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it would behoove me to use the academic score in this
scenario. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so you're focusing on the Blues and Florida Man Pickens. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's be 7, I guess, right? You take the highest?
Yep.
All right, 7.
Yeah, and neither of them exploded. So, yeah, 7 is totally enough to succeed. So here is what you figure out. Florida Man Pickens is a well-known artist. He is part of, you know, of the riffs, the style of blues, the post-apocalyptic blues, which is the prevalent style of the times, and it's spread through all the South. And he's made a modest living because he's able to record himself. He has access to some technology to record himself and broadcast and that kind of thing. He lives in the Central Highlands. His latest album was mostly singing about, talking about the hunters moving in. Hunters from the city of Char, which was called Charlotte, North Carolina, before the riffs, moving south to hunt bigger game. Like, there's a huge amount of big game hunters hunting dinosaurs in this region. And they're outsiders, and they're annoying, and they're violent, and they're dangerous. And he didn't like that. That's what his last album was, but that was, like, released a couple of years ago. So you get some names of people he knows. So if you go to any of the coastal towns and ask around, you could probably find someone who knows him. But his actual address, I mean, he lives in the middle of the swamp. So, like, yeah.
Give me one of these names that I've purloined.
Let's see here. Pork Loin Jones.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
You're doing good names tonight.
He really is.
Yeah. It's okay. Been like a while since I'm running.
Okay. Do we want me to go talk to Pork Loin? Do we want to get someone?
Well, he's in Florida. But he's on the West Coast. Okay. Florida. So you can find him. You know what? There's a little shanty town on the West Coast of Florida. So that would be your first destination. So, So the town is called Easement. Because there's a big sign that says easement. It says FEMA on it. You know, one knows what it means. Actually, with your academics, you know that it means there was a flood zone. It's not, no one's supposed to live there. But easement is a nice place. It just floods every year. And they have to rebuild everything. So, all right. So you get that in. So you get a name and you get a lead. So if you find Pork Loin can take you to Pickens. So if you can convince him, he'd be a good guide. But, yeah, you know, you don't know much about him other than his name.
See, that's shoe leather work right there, boys. Might learn something.
Yeah. So meanwhile, while that is going on, and we'll cover Steve's attempts to which boat he gets. But what are you going to be doing, 44?
Well, I figured that puts me on supply duty. And I realized that we're going into a place called Dinosaur Swamp, which is going to be probably full of a lot of dinosaurs. And many of the more dangerous ones are meat eaters. Mm-hmm. So basically, amongst other things that I'm securing to go along with, you know, the various trail rations and whatnot, I am going to get my hands on a rather large bow, a fairly good supply of arrows, and meat that can be shish kebabbed.
Okay.
So I'm going to put together meat arrows to fire as distractions so that when the dinosaurs show up, twang, they go chasing the meat arrow instead.
Okay.
Are the dinosaurs necessarily hostile here?
You don't know much about the dinosaurs.
All right, then.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to find out.
If you have, I think there's a survival skill, isn't there? Or common knowledge?
There is common knowledge.
Yeah. Is there a wilderness survival skill? Let me look. Yeah, there is a survival skill. Survival skill or common knowledge will give you something. Survival will give you more information.
I see.
So if you have that trained, you can make it the roll to see what you know about the dinosaurs of Dinosaur Swamp.
I do not. So I'm just going to go for common knowledge instead.
Yeah. But you have to get the bow and get really good meat arrows. That the best thing would be survival. But if you have shooting, you could roll that too.
Well, I thought that bows used fighting as opposed to shooting.
I'm pretty sure all ranged weapons use shooting. Let me double check. I mean, you'll get the bow and arrows. It's just like if you're going to get like exceptional quality or whatever. Anyway, what are you looking for?
In your research, you should see if there's a dinosaur of particular note that we should be on the lookout for.
Dinos of unusual size? I don't think they exist.
See, there's like a big Bertha type or
I like how the player's handbook for this fucking game does not have skill listed in the table of contents.
We are now reviewing.
Just like Riffs. It's just like Riffs.
It's just like Riffs. No, they have their fucking skills listed. They love their skills in Riffs. Fighting is hand-to-hand attacks. Shooting is all ranged attacks, such as a bow, pistol, or rocket launcher. So if you're good with a bow, you're good with a rocket launcher. According to Savage Worlds.
Obviously, yes.
Yeah, obviously. Okay. Anyway, so
very slight change of plans then. I'm going to go for meat-based javelins because those are using athletics to throw.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. What'd you get on your common knowledge?
I got a grand total of 5.
5 is there's big ones and small ones. Some of them eat people. So
you might say they're people eaters.
Yeah. Well, there's a documentary about it called Jurassic Park.
Well, I know that the meat eaters are easy, or the people eaters are easy to find because they're only got one eye, one horn.
Mm-hmm.
They've got wings and they're purple in color.
Yeah.
Because they're one-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people eaters.
Well, go ahead and give me an athletic check then to see just basically the quality of javelins you're going to be able to.
Oh, man. Do you think like the dinosaurs are like mating with like the alligators?
And also figuring out the meat, like throwing a javelin with meat on it so that it doesn't like fling off. Like it's sort of a ad hoc technique, but you know, there's a way to do it right.
That one
you need explodes. A flashlight. Yeah.
Second explosion.
Oh, okay.
So that is 16 and 5.
Okay, yeah, you get the best fucking javelins. You get plus one and all. You'll get plus 3 on every attempt to lure them away with your meat javelins. I will say, though, after you'll have enough for 3 tries. After that, you have to spend a Benny to have more.
That's fair.
Okay. So
under equipment, 3 meat javelins.
Steve, give me a driving check. To assess these boats.
6, 9. 9.
Okay, what kind of boat do you want? There's a lot of fucking boats. I'm not going to describe all the fucking boats, but there's a lot of them.
Thinking like
big ones, small ones, boats. Yeah. That
something
rocks.
Like a cutter, you know, like okay. Like larger,
well-rounded,
like okay. You know, sturdy, but also fast.
Okay. Yeah, you can get one, a cutter that's pretty well equipped. It's actually going to make a cargo run to the west coast of Florida. It's actually going to easement.
Nice.
So you can hop on there instead of having to commission a vessel yourself. So you don't, you're, so there's going to be other passengers on there with you.
That's fine.
And other crew members, and they're not going to be at your beck and call. But yeah, it'll be a good protected vessel. So, you know.
And also, like, it's like, don't worry, I'm comfortable in these things. And if anything happens, I'll help you kill them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So all of you have spent a week researching this. You've figured out the name. You figured out the vessel. The two of 44 and Cranberry teleport to New Orleans. Yes.
I've been enjoying some Café Du Monde coffee. And
oh, yeah.
I have a bag of beignets.
I just ran out of my second can of Café Du Monde to buy more. But
I'm like, dude, guys, like, I was like, I've got to incorporate these somehow in something I do. Like,
yes, it'll like, really elevate your dish.
There are pounds of sugar in here.
Really?
They're very.
You said you will be wired more so than the coffee.
Okay, I've got to try this then.
So,
is it safe?
Like, I don't know, and that's what's amazing.
So the three of you get on board the Shaw, and the pilot Quentin is ready to cast off. And
the thing about dinosaurs, they have dead eyes.
Delicious.
Yeah, I know. It's a rare exception for a game like Risk, which is very subtle.
It's a thinking man's game, Ross.
You're right, it is. I apologize. So but there's other crew members. They have, you know, a couple pallets of cargo, and there's some other people there. There are a couple of people you can recognize that are big game hunters coming in to hunt the dinosaurs. And then there is a older woman there who is keeping to herself, but she's dressed for the outdoors, dressed for the wilderness. And she is, you know, got like a satchel with overflowing with herbs and things like that.
I'm going to talk to that lady.
Okay. So yeah, you have a couple days. You're basically following the coastline to easement, not going out in the deep water, even though that would be faster, because deep water is scary.
Just you don't know what's there.
Yeah. Well, you do know that there's some scary shit down there, and you don't want to have any part of it. So you stay in the shallow water. It's a lot safer. At least as long as you can see the coastline, you have a chance of making it to shore if something happens. But yeah, 44, yeah, she's out there. She's writing something in her journal as the afternoon sun, as the sun's sinks lower into the sky, you know, very brilliant orange red sunset as you're going along the coast, trekking away. So yeah, she's not, you sit down next to her, or what do you do?
Hi there.
Hello. I don't think,
I don't think we've been introduced yet. My buddy Steve says that if you bring somebody something sweet and you say hello there and you smile, people tend to want to talk to you a little bit about what they're interested in. You've got a lot of books. Dude, there.
I never told him that. I don't.
Yes, I do have.
Why
books.
Are we whispering?
I don't. Are you literate?
Yes. Would you like a beignet?
Of sure.
They're really, really sugary donuts.
Oh, I know of them. I had a few in the cafes before the boat left. Sure, I'll have another.
What are you writing?
Just notes, making plans.
Well, what kind of plans?
Well, they're kind of private. I mean, I just met you.
Okay. Well, what would you like to talk about then?
Why are you heading to... you don't look like a hunter.
Well, we're not looking for dinosaurs. We're looking for a person that's supposed to be out there somewhere.
I see. Does this person know you're coming?
Not yet. But we're musicians, and once we start playing music, other musicians are going to hear it and are going to be more willing to come with us.
Oh.
Do you play music?
No, I do appreciate music, though. If you play for dinner, it would be very nice, I think.
We can do that.
Okay, well, dinner's in an hour, I think. But,
yeah. So if we play for dinner, will you tell me about your books?
Well, you know, one thing I do like talking about is herbs and plants. I could talk about that. I could talk your ear off about the kind of plants you will see in Dinosaur Swamp.
Oh, and I'm guessing when you say herbs, you mean the medicinal plants, right?
Well, some of them are medicinal. Some will kill you.
And you can tell the difference between the kill you and heal you, right?
So far, so good.
Knock on wood.
Mm-hmm. And the man-eating plants. You have to be very careful about those.
I've heard about people eating plants, you know, salads, but, you know, this is the other way around?
Yes, they're very large and they have, they're very dangerous. They're very hungry.
Well, if you could tell us about that, that would probably make it easier for us to go through the swamp and not disturb the plants.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, she starts talking about, she's obviously a botanist or someone very interested in plants, has a very deep knowledge of them and starts talking about them in quite detail. She takes out another book and shows you her drawings of, you know, various specimens she's seen. And
taking all of the notes.
Okay. Yeah. So meanwhile, yeah, anything cranberry, you doing anything on the ocean?
Let's see here on the ocean. Probably not blue anymore at this point. Probably not even.
So we're in the Gulf of Mexico. It's mostly green.
Mostly green.
Yeah. I've been there
before. Sailing the ocean green. Can I call my buddy Stetson?
Who's your buddy? What was he again?
He was an albatross.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Why not? Yeah. I can he talk, or is he just a regular albatross?
No. I mean, you gave him a voice last time we played. You played Stetson. You played Stetson. I let them on the Gulf of Mexico to, you know, get it on.
Yeah. Yes. Jesus, God. Yes. What was his voice?
I am prepared to spend a penny to make it materialize in our path. He just happened with his crop.
Yeah. No, he's just fine. He's like, I don't remember what he sounded like.
I got to go in here and seal the deal.
Hey!
You know, like it.
All right, yeah.
Shaven, hey. But no nasal.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Hey, it's my favorite wizard. Hey, Cranberry, how you doing?
That's it. Hello. And you see, obviously you're accompanied by your goodly girlfriend, wife. I mean, do albatrosses get married in
Oh, yeah. Here's my better half.
Let's see here.
it was Fedora. We call him
Fedora, yeah.
We call him Stetson.
I knew it was
Betty.
A hat. I knew it was a hat.
Stetson.
Yeah, here's my better half, Fedora.
Yes, hello. I never thought I'd see the day. Hello, how are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Stetson, you will now transmit to me mentally your recollection of your wedding nuptials. I need to know what an albatross wedding looks like.
It's an honored affair. We circle. We have to. We can only do it when there's whale fall.
Whale fall.
Yeah, whale fall. There's a brief period when a whale dies when the gases carry them up on the surface. And that's where we hold the wedding. We have to do it before they sink back into the bottom.
That's amazing, Stetson. Yeah. You know, in all my long studied years, I haven't really looked into the mating rituals of the average albatross. I mean, how many were in attendance?
Oh, hundreds. I mean, it's a huge feast. Like, get as much whale, dead whale carcass down your gullet as you can before it sinks into the ocean. And this damn fish get it. Yeah.
But who officiated?
Well, it's the elder owl, the albermost. he's the albatross with the most. He's immortal, they say. He killed some sort of mariner or something through a curse, and he became immortal through it. Very high and elevated person.
My God.
That's the one that speaks only in rhyme, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes,
yes. Oh, what a strange yet mostly fun affair, I'm certain.
Yeah.
So, all right, so here's my bag. I'm going over to the West Coast and we're looking for a pork loin thing.
Well, you're going the wrong direction.
Yikes!
You said the West Coast, or are you going to the East Coast?
Well, you said Western Florida.
Yeah, that's still the East. You talk about the West Coast of Florida.
Yes.
Okay.
But you said West earlier,
the West Coast of Florida. You just said the West Coast.
But we're in Florida. In any case, no, I know we're not going to California.
All right. Now that we got that settled. Yeah.
We're going to the Gulf Coast of Florida,
yeah.
Which to the west of Florida, but to the east of the other coast.
I don't want to sour your honeymoon period. So just tell me true. Are there any hazards waiting in my path?
Oh, quite a few.
Okay. How should I be best prepared to weather them?
Well, one thing, it helps to have somebody local to help so you don't get lost in the swamp. I mean, it's easy to get swamped if you're not good at the wilderness tracking and navigating. There's no roads. It's all swamp, you know, and there's also a lot of dinosaurs.
Okay, but anything in particular is just.
Well, there's the game hunters. They don't like competition. There's also the barbarian tribes, and they've been getting pretty agitated lately. So you got to watch out for them too.
Would you be able to tell me a safe route to avoid these dangers? What do your bird eyes provide for me?
Well, I mean, it depends on where you're going. I don't know where you're going.
I thought I explained this to him. I'm going to the west coast of Florida to find pork loin.
Well, I mean, this boat is pretty protected, so never get off the boat until you get to that town. But if you make sure they are always keeping a watch out at night, because the Atlantean slavers like to come out of the water. So if you see something coming at you from beneath the water, but like a little tentacle sticking up out of there with a little eyeball on it, let everybody know so they can light it up with all those big guns they have on the ship. So, yeah, you got to just keep an eye out,
Hypervigilance.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you when I see you.
All right.
So my own personal headcanon for that is that while they're having their actual conversation, what the rest of us hear is just a series of.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
Yeah. Everyone else is just kind of like, you talk to those birds?
Yes. He is my true companion, has been since birth of me. Look, I had Stetson since I was a kid, all right?
Huh. All right. So, Steve, are you in the galley cooking? Or what are you doing? They have their own cook,
I know. I'll be doing that, but I'm going to attempt to catch a delectable fish.
Oh, okay. What are you using?
Survival.
I mean, no, what are you using, like, physically? Like, what is your method of getting the fish?
Take some. I'm assuming since
you could have bought some tackle at New Orleans.
The line that you leave behind the boat.
Okay.
But the line that normally you use to catch like swordfish, those kind of like.
Okay, so big rod and reel in the back, and
I bought some like fresh meat for bait.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely survival to fish successfully.
I have it.
Okay.
Five.
Okay, that's enough to get a bite. Give me a strength check. Or what is the...
Strength?
Athletics. This will be opposed. The fish does not want to be caught, weirdly enough.
Okay.
I'm going to spend a penny. Fuck that. Well, I doubled it.
15.
Okay, yeah, you fucking won. I rolled a 2 on the D8, yeah.
It's like... Ah!
Yeah, no, it's everyone clapped.
It's like... We're all eating well today.
All right. Yeah. You don't have to roll for cooking. It's pretty simple, but
I'm doing like a big fish fry.
Look at that, Cranberry. He caught a bandsaw shark.
So the three of you, of course,
I'll also use it to endear ourselves to the crew.
And you two can.
The other perform. Thing is that, perform.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of music we're going to make tonight, but we're going to make some music. You want to play with me?
Yes. I could not imagine spending my evening in any other manner on this boat.
Okay.
Going to Florida.
I forgot. What was your instrument again? What was your instrument? What'd you play?
Oh, well, I'm the singer. I'm the voice.
Oh, okay.
I am the voice from on high that carries this.
What about you, 44? What do you do?
I play the steel guitar.
Oh, that's very good.
Okay. You know, the one that, you know, normally you have to have an iron bar to slide along the frets. Mm-hmm. But since I'm a mega damage being, I don't need that.
Yeah. That's fair.
I think I'm bass guitar and backup vocal, and I handle the lower end vocals.
Yeah. So you could do some sea shanties, a cappella style, two of your singers with some.
I'm going to play while I sing.
Okay. Yeah.
We can multitask.
Yeah. Or you could try and play some, you know. Yeah. Well, you're the lead singer. So what kind of music are we playing?
Don't worry. I'm just going to speak in blasphemous tongues.
So some metal, some doom metal, essentially.
Well.
You know,
I'm the right crowd for it.
Okay.
Are you doing throat singing?
Yeah, you know, I think my eyes are going to be in the back of my head. I'm communing with, dead krakens and.
Okay, fine. Then I will do throat singing.
All right, so pirate metal, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. I will do throat singing.
Okay, yeah. All right, give me perform checks. I think I gave you a D4 for free.
Two explosions.
Oh, shit. Okay, roll them again.
But the wild dice is a D4 or a D6. That's going to be what?
D6.
That's what I thought. There we go.
So that's going to be what? Two sixes and then the next high, so that'll be a 12, 3 be 15.
Yeah.
Nine.
All right. Yeah.
Well, that 15 makes my 14 seem a little bit low.
Okay, yeah, you do put on the most fucking intense acoustic pirate metal performance you could imagine. Yeah, you don't have any, speakers or amps or anything. But, yeah, no, it's very... Everyone is kind of stunned by holy, the intensity of your show.
It's more like, holy shit.
Yeah, no.
Dig this.
Yeah, the crew really loves it.
I'd imagine there's some Haroon pirate, I was going to attack that boat, but God, are you hearing the beats there?
Yeah, talking? No, they're just tailing you. You're just listening, we're going to make a bootleg out of this. That's our piracy.
You know what? Hey, I'll do that. And I'll just
it's all on the black market. There you go.
I appreciate the hustle.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's see here. All right. So yeah, you continue on. And do any of you stand watch?
I will.
Yeah. First night, you can do that free. After that, you will...
I'll take the first one.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and give me a awareness or alertness?
Notice.
Notice, yeah.
Notice. Specialization. Dinosaur.
Well, you're still on the boat.
Tell you what, you take the first watch, I'll take the second.
Okay. Yeah? All right. Yeah, go ahead and give me a notice check.
Well, that's a one, but that's a six, so that's a second six.
We see things.
And then that's a one. So that's going to be 13.
Okay. And are you also doing a shift? Doing an anchor watch?
I suppose I will. You know. Yeah, I will.
All right. All right, give me notice.
Oh, wait, notice. I'm sorry. There it is. Oh, those are D4s. I apologize.
Well, it's a D6. You always get the D6.
Oh, okay. So it's a D4 and a D6.
Yeah.
So that's a four.
Well, you get to roll the four again on the D4.
Cool.
You always get to roll again.
Okay.
So 11.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You're all very fucking alerted. Yeah, there is something tailing your ship. It's at a very great distance, and it is some kind of organic thing sticking out of the water, sort of watching you. Its eye reflects light, so you can kind of see it at a very great distance. But it's staying very far away out of the range of your weapons. So,
no,
yeah.
I'm actually when I see that, I'm actually going to give an indication I see you.
So, yeah, you tell the crew, and everyone's the mood on the boat becomes a little more tense. But yeah, you continue on.
Don't worry. We'll be ready for violence if it's needed.
Yeah. First, next day.
That's our band name, Ready for Violence.
Ready for Violence. Yeah. It's very good. So, the next day, it's pretty calm sailing. And you don't see the thing during the day. And then the next night, you don't have to roll again. Oh, you take up anchor watch at one point, and yeah, it's still following you. and does seem to be maybe within the a little closer. Like maybe you could hit it with a absolutely be at the very, very long range with your weapons. But the by the time, you know, you actually tell the crew that, you point it out, and by the time they get the weapon up and ready, it's gone. So
I got a question here. I got aquatic adaptation. Can I just stick my pretty little head in the water, get a good look and see what this fucker is?
Yeah, you could go in the water and do that.
And I don't want to be in the water. No.
I'll just dunk you. I'll hold
you. You know what? He'll hold me. Like, he's giving me a swirly, and he has done it. I'm kind of a nerd.
Well, you did ask.
Well, do you want to do that?
Yeah, I want to have a good, you know, I want to be able to get, it's a sloth beast from Era 9.
Give me a roll.
We're going to be rolling.
Notice.
Notice, okay. That's going to be 2d6, I believe. No, that's 1d6. That's going to be 3.
Yeah. You don't see it.
Don't see shit. All right, I tried, friends.
Oh, yeah. It's still.
Can I spend a Benny to reroll that?
You can.
I believe
it. Is it both?
Yeah.
All right, I got an exploding 6 and exploding 4.
Okay, rolled all of them again.
Another exploding 4.
Yeah.
Another exploding 4. I did it, all right? Okay.
You don't want to roll again?
You don't roll it one more time. Let's see how well you spot the thing.
Another fucking 4. I lost count. There, I won.
That was 5.
Did I win or did I cut that loop back around to lose?
All right. That's a 21.
That's what happened.
That's a 21.
You saw too far. You know, clipped out. So, yeah, you see it and you recognize it. It is a Splugorthian slaver.
Splugorthians.
It is the guy on the cover.
Yeah, he's basically the mascot of Rips, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like the main guy. So yeah. He doesn't have the women with him. It's just him.
He's the guy.
And
the women have the night off.
Yeah. But you suspect he is with that role. You realize he is waiting. He is watching to see if you slip up. His thing would be to get close enough, grab somebody with his tentacles, and just yank them away.
I relay this to all the pertinent personnel on the boat, to include my allies.
So, or he's waiting for something else to like slow you down or interrupt, and then take advantage of it. So as you get close to easement, this is when the weather turns. There is unnatural lighting coming from the sky. There is sort of a shift in color and tone as it goes from sunny to being overcast to being bluish green to red in the sky. And you recognize that like there is a dimensional storm happening, like. There's a lot of it's called D-shifting. It happens, especially in the Dinosaur Swamp region. And something very unpredictable is going to happen soon. You don't know. Obviously, you don't know what, but it's hard. So you could either tell the captain to just like, you know, get as close to the shore as possible and wait it out, or to power on to easement to get to the safety of the docks, or
I vote we put a burner under this.
Hey. Something unusual is happening. We're all going to get laid.
Yeah, you three have been so persuasive with your music and with your eagle-eyed watching of the slaver and identifying it that the captain...
Would you want me to lift you out of the water now?
Oh, thank you, yes.
Okay.
I was in the trance.
So, yeah.
I can hold him there for forever.
So the dimensional storm hits, and it is incredibly windy. But there's no water falling. And that's when you look up and you can see an enormous rift open up in the sky above
you. It's a sky portal, isn't it?
It's a sky portal, but it's like you're looking down at another world. Like a world is looking down on you and sort of like the gravity has been flipped. So it's a forest above you. There is a massive forest. It's a portal to some forested world or some forested section. And now the gravity is affecting that forest. So now all the trees are falling from the force, some extra dimensional force in front of the path of your boat as it is trying to weave its
incoming trees.
Yeah. So this is sort of the problem is you kind of need to keep going. Otherwise, the slaver is going to catch up. But there's giant fucking trees falling at you. So what are each of you going to do? You can try and shoot them out of the sky before they hit the boat. boat. You could try and help the captain weave or take over from the captain.
Take over from the captain.
Okay. Yeah, the captain will man an extra gun to try and shoot them off.
Like, all right, you've been plant training for this in your head for years.
Yeah, or you could try and keep the people calm, make sure they panic, or you can keep an eye on the slaver, make sure that this would be the slaver's time to pull something shifty. So there's a lot you could do, but like the shit is hitting the fan.
I would shrink the entire vessel.
You'll shrink the vessel? Do you even have that spell?
Yes, I have growth and shrink.
Growth and shrink. You could shrink the trees that are falling towards you.
Fine, I'll do that. We won't have a fantastic voyage.
Well, I mean, if your entire vessel is shrunk, the slaver could just grab your entire vessel and like...
No, it's so small you can't see us, dude. Come on. I watched Ant-Man. I know this shit works.
Or make us bigger.
I don't think you can go to the fucking quantum realm with that spell. I'm just gonna rule. But yeah, you can start shrinking trees so they don't fucking capsize the boat or cut it in half. So give me a...
Occult, yes.
Well, whatever your spellcasting attribute is, or a skill is.
All right, that's a D8.
So that is growth shrink. That costs 2. It'll cost you 6 PPE.
I've rolled a 7.
Okay, that is enough. So you shrink a massive tree, you know, like a fucking redwood-sized tree, and turn it into a branch. And it lands on the deck, and you pick it off before the spell ends. And so while you're doing that
behind us.
Yeah. So 44, what do you want to do?
I'm pulling javelins and standing at the stern and waiting.
Okay.
Because I figure that we're going to see Mr. Eyeball here in a moment. And when we do, I'm going to throw one of my magical javelins into him.
So you're using your tattoos. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Give me a notice check to see if you can spot him.
Where is my notice? There it is. So that is a 2 on that one, but that one's a 6 that exploded. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a total of 10.
Okay. Let's see how he does. Because he has water. You have a +2 to his because he's in water. He gets an 11. So he's very sneaky. You won't be able to see him until he's very, very close. So, I mean, you'll still get a shot on him because you're ready in action to do that. But, like, yeah, you won't get a free shot on him. He'll have, if you fail to your shot, he'll have a chance to grab somebody. So, but meanwhile, give me that driving check.
I'm gonna start humming the theme to Miami Vice.
Okay,
because I'm in a boat.
What are you theming? What are you humming? I don't understand that reference.
It will help us. Trust me.
Well, 4.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. We're an entire party of variant bards.
1. 17.
17, okay. Yeah, you're fucking... Yeah, you see between the raindrops or between the... You see the forest for the trees, and you're able to predict where every tree
land. I know. I am the weed between the tree drops.
Yeah. And you're able to predict where every tree is going to land, and you're able to pilot around that. Unfortunately, you have to take a very circuitous path that'll put you right in the midst of the slaver's ambush. So the slaver pops up out of the water, tentacles expanding, everyone's screaming. Give me a shooting athletics. Let's see what his stats are.
Is everyone rolling athletics?
No, it's just him. He had his action to throw a magic javelin at the guy.
Magic javelin.
Kill the slave. I'm so glad we're all in sync now.
I haven't watched that in years, man. I had to Google. It's
part of my soul.
It's how our generation got to learn about fine opera.
Sure. That's valid.
All right. Let's... Easter, probably not. Inquisitor. Not a sea Inquisitor. It's not that. They actually don't have a staff for the fucking slaver, which is hilarious.
Well, considering it was on the cover of the original book and they didn't have the stats until several books later.
Yeah.
Like, also that. Lugorth is what is a name that an SNL writer would come up to make fun of the game.
Yeah.
I just.
I mean, you can't, but that's the thing about Rifts, it already makes fun of itself. So you.
Yeah, I guess it's like mocking a clown.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do? Make fun of its big squeaky shoes? Stupid red nose? Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, no. I know this game is dumb as hell. I'll just give it an arbitrary target number. You need to hit 6 to hit it. What'd you get?
15.
Okay. So you get a raise. What's the damage on the javelin?
It is strength plus 2d6. Okay. So that is a d8 for my strength plus two dice. Mm-hmm. Now, do these explode too?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, there would be some monster toughness that you would not be able to hit, because Jesus fucking Christ. What is that? All right. I just let me know what you get.
Okay, so I rolled a 4 on my 8-sider. I rolled a 2 on one of the 6s. And then the other 6 was a 6 plus 6 plus 5.
Okay. So what's the final number?
Do I total all of those, or do I just take the highest one?
No, you total all of them.
Okay, so that's going to be 18 and 5, which is 23.
23? Okay, yeah.
I think it's safe to say I hit the fuck out of him.
I mean, there are a lot of things you would not wound with that roll, but that is one of them. So, yeah, you inflict a wound on it. The magic javelin slams into its chest. It shrieks in pain and falls back in the water. And by the time it recovers, you do not kill it. They would have multiple wounds. They could take multiple hits like that. But I think its toughness would be probably around 18 or 19 based on similar monsters. You get away. So, yay!
Huzzah!
Huzzah! All right, so you get to Easement. Easement is a... imagine shacks made out of every material they could find from the wreckage of the pre-Rifts world, plus a bunch of magic shit, and magical trees they've made it out. So they've... the highest status people there have the highest elevated shacks.
It's dilapidated Margaritaville.
Yeah, it's dilapidated. Yeah, exactly. And they... the only nice-looking structure in the entire... settlement, as far as you can tell, is the dock, because that receives traffic from the outside world. And so the captain waves your fare. He says, "Hey, thanks, boys. You did me proud with your slick moves back there."
Like, my pleasure. Like, and that fish will be excellent for a nice fish stew.
Aye.
You're the father figure that none of us ever had.
Aye, me boyo. Well, you can sign on for my crew any day.
SpongeBob, me boy. I get it.
You better be a natural crab then.
Yeah. Is anybody going to comment on the fact that his forearms are ginormous and he's only got one functioning eye? I think he's eating way too much spinach.
Yeah, spinach poisoning. So, but yeah, easement is a pretty...
So is there like a homeowner's associate? Like, your house has to be made of this much debris.
No, I mean, yeah, basically at this point, they got to like...
Of course, it's Florida. There's always a hoa in Florida.
I think the main thing is they want to make sure every shack is either... can withstand the annual flooding when the hurricanes hit, because they hit every year. Or if it can't survive that, at least it won't, the wreckage of it won't fuck up the nearby shacks. So it has to be really sturdy or really flimsy.
But there's no half.
There's no half-assing it. Yeah. They don't want a domino effect of
put our whole ass in it here in Florida. Yeah.
Styrofoam or concrete. Like, it's one or the other. Like, you know, a hammock or a tent, or you make a fucking bunker.
But there's absolutely no styrocrete. Got it.
So, yeah, there's a bar, the zombie dolphin, with a dolphin tied up behind the bar that's undead. There's people milling about. There's some stores. There's obviously a big outfitters. Apparently, they have airboats and things like that, and guides to lead people. A lot of their economy is supporting hunters and people coming in. So, yeah.
State zombie dolphin.
Yeah.
Great game.
Yeah.
All right. I'm in it. I'm immersed.
Yeah. Is it constantly shrieking?
Yeah, it's kind of...
Where did the zombie dolphin go after? Are there zombie dolphin brains?
You want to go to the bar and ask?
You know what? I want to find out the ecology of the zombie dolphin.
Okay.
Thousands of years.
Yeah. there's a skeleton there working at the bartender. It's like, I'm not cursed. I'm not. Well, I am cursed.
Oh, my God. Disneyland right in here. Hello. I haven't spoken with a skeleton yet.
What's Disneyland? No, we have Steamboat Willie's Land.
Yes, of course.
they're legally distinct from each other.
Yeah, they're very legally distinct.
Legally distinct, yes, indeed. I was
cursed, but I'm... Still just a guy.
I was blessed with two wonderful mothers. Anyways. Can I have the story behind this zombie dolphin?
You gotta buy a drink.
Okay. I have credits enough to do this.
All right.
What is the price of one Rift's universe drink?
What do you want?
I want...
a screaming entendre?
Tom, you're the bartender. What drink? What mixed drink uses a lot of cranberry juice?
That would be a Cape Cod, actually.
A Cape Cod.
Well, you're in Florida, you get a hurricane.
Which one is it?
Well, Cape Cod is the one with the cranberry.
Mm. Okay. I asked the skeleton to mix me a Cape Cod.
All right, 10 credits.
10 credits is deposited into his bank. All right. I am definitely going to rewrite this huge number. Yeah. Because I want to be honest. Yeah, I don't want to fucking cheat.
All right, yeah.
Vodka cranberry.
So what's his name? What's the deal with the zombie dog?
Oh, no one knows his name. His name was... You see, this dolphins are intelligent, right? And some of them can learn magic and psionics. And they can communicate and be like anybody else, right? So this one dolphin, he's an asshole. He was an asshole. He lied. He cheated. He got other... He was part of an adventuring group. They went around fighting monsters and shit like that. But he would just be an asshole to the other people. So he'd cheat them out of money. He'd just cheat them because he thought it was funny. He just called it pranking them. And eventually he teamed up and he got a lot of his party members killed. But eventually he teamed up with this wizard who turned out to be a powerful necromancer. And he played a prank on him. Nearly got the necromancer killed. And the necromancer zapped him and made him into a zombie. And then he sold it to us to pay his tab. He had it for a while in like a tank that we carried around in. Or he had it was a show. Like he had like four zombies carrying a big watery tank with a zombie dolphin in. And then the zombie dolphin would have to announce him as he came into buildings and stuff like that. But he ran up a huge bar. He drank a lot. He had a lot of problems.
There's a lot of drinking here, you don't say.
Yeah. Now, when you say he drank a lot, are we talking the wizard drank a lot or the dolphin drank a lot? Because can see the story going in.
No, he was, the zombie dolphin actually looked a lot better back then. He was put in a formaldehyde tank. But we just strung him up. We didn't have the plate. We didn't have the room for the tank. You know, that's for paying customers. So we just, wrapped this bungee cord around him and behind the wall. And
a zombie dolphin is such a note and yet no name.
Oh, that was part of the deal, though. He actually could. I mean, I actually do know the name, but like the wizard said, I'd be cursed if I told anyone the name.
Well, wow. I mean,
he really hated.
You said you're not cursed right now.
Why? That was a whole different thing. Never make a bet about who can jump through a rift and back the quickest. I'll just say that.
Did you at least win?
No, I lost. Look, I'm a fucking skeleton.
How does that work out? Yeah, I imagine that's.
Yeah, I save on some bills. I still, gotta.
Anyway. My grandma knew a few skeletons in her day.
I'm going to ask him about pork loins. See if he knows of them or where I could find them.
He owe you money too.
Well, in a sense, we all owe each other a lot of money.
Right. To be fair, we're looking for pork loin because pork loin is going to help us find Florida Man Jones.
Yeah.
Florida Man Pickens.
Pork Loin Jones and
Pork Loin Jones. I'm sorry. I get my
You can write them down.
Random names.
You're allowed confused. To write names down. No, I'm sorry.
Pork.
Yeah.
Loin.
Oh, Pork Loin is in jail.
Jones.
Well, what did he do to land in jail?
I think it was the fraud this time.
The fraud?
Yeah. He embezzled. He lied about it. What do you call it when you like sell somebody something, but then you sell the same thing to like 10 other people? In this case, it's like a house.
Pyramid scheme?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
That's a timeshare I bought.
Well, that's illegal now. They're going to put him up. He's in jail now awaiting trial. But, at this point, they're probably just going to march him out into the swamp to be fed to something, use him as bait for one of the big dinosaurs or something. I don't know. Yeah, but he's in jail.
Okay. Do you have another location of this jail?
Yeah, it's across the street.
Marvelous. Thank you for the drink.
Yeah.
All right. How's
the drink taste, by the way?
Tastes like cranberry.
And vodka,
yes. It tastes like a drink.
Okay. All right.
All right. I wheel out of there and find my comrades and relay the information I've just learned.
Mm-hmm.
Well, while we're here, before we go to that jail and possibly have to break that guy out, I feel like we should at least pay some homage to the patron saint of this city. They've got that sign up that says Margaritaville and the undead ghost of Jimmy Buffett. So let's light up a stick and return a flip-flop.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's all pray to our dead gods. I have a couple too. Don't worry. It's not a nasty habit.
They do have a shrine to Jimmy Buffett, and the shrine is called Margaritaville.
Does he reappear in the form of a parrot?
Yeah. And
or is he like? Is there like an Egyptian god where he has the head of a parrot now?
I like that. I like the mutation. Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett is the reincarnation.
He's in that plane that he had. Like, yeah, he's a parrot man flying a plane, throwing margaritas to all the good boys and girls of the world. Like, oh, he's like a Santa Claus, like
a single tear.
Yeah.
Margaritas don't travel well with thrown, though.
Yeah. His are magical. They're magical.
Marks. Oh, they're magical marks.
Yeah, yeah. They're magical marks. They're
magical marks.
They're blessed by his divine will.
Yeah, of course.
So bestow this protection by a sacred salt shaker.
Yeah, you get that blessing. But yeah, you can enter the jail. You actually see a front door. You can walk in, ask to talk to the person. But you can also see that there are barred windows along the outer wall. So you could just like yell through the window and see if you can find a cell and talk to him directly.
Yes, I begin bellowing the word pork loin as I saunter over, my breath redolent of cranberries.
Hey, who wants to know?
How the hell are we getting this guy?
He knows where Florida Man Pickens is.
Yes, and we're going to get Florida Man Pickens. Yes, you are the last known connection to Florida Man Pickens.
Yeah, what about it?
Well,
he pops his head out of the window and he's like, he's like an older dude. He's very sunburned, 5 o'clock shadow, Hawaiian shirt, a little bucket hat. You know, I feel like you'd be a bucket hat kind of guy.
Excellent. Porcline, listen well and listen closely. You are going to take me to wherever Florida Man Pickens is, and you will be compensated in the manner of your choosing.
Well, first, I got this. I'm a bit inconvenienced right now.
Perhaps then you will be coerced into helping us if I should free you from this prison.
Yeah, sure. We go see Florida. Yeah, so Florida Man, Mr. Pickens. Yeah,
are we bringing him out?
Okay.
He's got a plan, I'm sure.
I'm going to walk in and talk to the guard.
Okay. Yeah, hello?
Yeah. Why is he in here?
Pork loin?
Yes.
Yeah, he was selling timeshares, but like, he sold, you know, to the condo down the beach. But like, one, the condo is full of monsters, and two, he sold. There's 10 units in that thing, and he sold like 100 timeshares. There's way more timeshares than units.
So death penalty, right?
Well, I mean, this is like his 8th offense. He just keeps scamming people, and
you know, you ever thought he might have a problem?
Yeah, we do think he has a problem. That's why he's in jail. Like, that's kind of what we thought.
Like, he needs help to cure his addiction of scamming everyone.
Okay, well, we were going to march him into the swamp, a trial by dinosaur.
Well, we're going into the swamp, so we can do that for you.
Yeah, but that's not really the same.
Cruelty is the point. Yes, I understand.
The people want to see justice done. They want to see him get eaten by a dinosaur, or at least chased by a dinosaur until he pisses himself and falls over and then gets eaten. That would be best, actually.
But so it has to end with him being eaten.
Well, I guess it doesn't have to be. He fell off a cliff. That would be pretty neat. There's not many cliffs around here, though. It's a pretty flat state. I fell into a bog. That would be pretty neat. Something that would satisfy their bloodlust. I guess it doesn't have to be to the death, but it has to, and, you know, and honestly, he's come back. We thought he's dead, been dead like 3 or 4 times already, and he keeps coming back. So it wouldn't.
I could bite a limb off of him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You look like kind of like a dinosaur guy.
Yeah.
I got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to shrink pork loin down, keep in my little pocket as he guides me through the swamp to Florida Man Pickens.
Well, the guard won't let you if you cast that, like, they'll see you cast it and you'll be run out of town.
Like, even on the outside, like I'm not going to do it in front of the guard right there.
Well, I mean, yeah, one of the other players could boost you and you could do it. You'd have line of sight to do that.
They realize this is short.
Well, no, like the
bar. I didn't bring my elevator shoes.
It's like 8 feet up.
Yeah.
Tell you what, like, hey, I have an idea.
Yeah.
Like, they can lead him out. They can lead him out into the bog. I'll already be there under the water, you know, slinking around. And then at some point, I will yank him under the water. And then I'll wound him so blood comes out. And they'll think he's dead. And then we'll just carry him away. And then, yeah, then we'll have a boat parked nearby. And he can be alive and he can take us to take us where we need to go.
You do all the work, music to my ears, go.
Well, you and I have to do one thing though.
While he's
doing that, we have to sell the con. We have to convince everybody that we saw Porcline get eaten.
We're gonna do this in front of people.
Yeah, yeah. With the victims are going to be let out to watch him get eaten.
Like, yeah, yeah, no.
We get to convince the crowd that is exactly what happened.
Yeah, you can sell it. Yeah.
I'll just be under the water waiting.
Yeah.
All right. And I kind of look like a dinosaur, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no. As long as you don't tell the guard you're doing this, he's
I'm planning.
Yeah, the guard's not really invested in it. By the way, David, sorry, you do get a Benny for bringing up the Margaritaville Shrine. That was very, very dumb of me. I should have.
Yeah, I know. The anthropomorphic parrot ghost of.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
No, that's a good embellishment.
Well, to be fair, Jimmy Buffett fans have always been parrot heads, so it makes sense that he becomes a parrot-headed
ghost. Oh, and all of his followers upon death become parrot-headed ghosts.
Well, okay.
So is the legend goes.
We're creating mythology here.
It's a mythos.
It's a mythos. Yeah. All right.
So actually, okay, I will, like, if you guys want, like, you guys going to get the boat?
Yeah.
Like an airboat?
Well, yeah, we get an airboat so that as soon as it happens, well, you pilot the airboat, so you be ready for the handoff. I will convince the crowd so that they don't go looking for Pork Loin Jones's body after there the fact.
Oh, yeah. See?
Well, no. If it's devoured, they're not going to go looking for it.
Yeah. If it sinks into the bog, they'll be fine as long as they see something.
And I'm going to make sure there's blood and everything. Yeah. Like, I am a predator. I know how to hunt and kill.
You know how to predate?
I know how to predate, yes.
I know how to play this.
In a perfectly natural way, not that other way that none of you were thinking about right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's a good plan. I like it. So. You're getting the airboat then?
Yes, I am.
All right, so there's...
And I was like, all right, look, keep my gear safe. I'm going to go slink out into the log now.
So there's two airboat dealers, a Sleazy Easy and Reliable Gems. So which one are you going to go to?
Investigate both of them immediately. These might be ironic.
Yeah, let's do this whole thing. I'm going to compare prices on a fucking boat. Okay. Let's have fun. Let's go to Sleazy Easy's.
Hi, I'm Sleazy Easy. And it's a person made out entirely of slime, but they're wearing a nice suit with a nice short sleeve button up shirt with a tie. It's like a Mormon if he was made of slime. And he's like, hi, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. I am in dire need of an airboat.
Airboats? We got airboats of all sizes here.
No, yes, we have excellent. What kind of, how many crew?
Let's see. It's going to be. I need to have about six people. Yes. Let's say they carry six people.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here's a good model. Here, it's the Northern Guns engine with a modified chassis here, and again, he starts listing off features and stuff like that. Do you have any kind of technical skill to evaluate his claims or anything like that?
Let's see here.
Or their claims, really? They're pretty non.
Let's see here.
Probably driving.
Driving. Would
be- I have a boating skill.
Yay! Boating is perfect.
Right. Six exploded. Okay, so that's going to be 6 plus 3 is 9.
All right, yeah. It's a good fucking airboat.
All right.
Yeah.
Not so sleazy after all.
Oh, but they call me sleazy because I'm literally made of sleaze. I'm a sleaze elemental.
When did you guys come out?
Oh, about 50 years ago through a rift.
Oh, I tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the price of this fine vessel?
He gives you a quote. It would take up pretty much all the remaining credits you had assigned for this mission.
Okay. 4,970 credits is yours, Sleazy.
Well, no, you don't have to spend any of your personal credits. They gave you some credits for this expedition. So it would be basically the rest of your budget. So anything else you buy will be something you spend personally. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're just going to get Sleazy Easy's.
I trust my
senses. Look at that face.
Yeah, he's just like imagine a Mormon person, but he's made of sleaze.
Yeah,
he's very trustworthy.
Just for fun, like, let's check in on the other guy.
Oh, hey, how you doing? You don't want that boat. You want this boat? Yeah, with the extra new airboat smell. Yeah,
it's okay. Like, good God, this guy smells worse than the other one.
Yeah,
it must succinctly explain to me why your boat is superior to the one I just finalized purchase on.
Okay. Yeah, give me another boating check.
He has to make the argument. I already have a boat.
He's making an argument. You have to evaluate him.
A roll of three.
Okay, well, maybe it's a better... Maybe you bought the worst boat? Or, yeah.
No, I'm going to go with my gut where I was certain I had it.
All right, yeah. Yeah, it's just, yeah, this is a Reliable Jim is a human, and he's very sketchy, actually. Zero impression. Anyway, so Steve, give me a, what is it? Stealth? Is there a stealth score? Is it?
Yeah, stealth.
Yeah, give me stealth.
A 6.
Okay. Yeah, you find a hiding spot in the water. Can you breathe underwater?
No, I can hold my breath for a really long time.
Okay. yeah, you start holding your breath in preparation for the ambush. You've got the airboat ready to go, and you definitely use the boating skill for piloting the airboat.
I left my gun and my stuff with him, but I did keep my knife.
Okay, yeah. And 44 year with the crowd of victims. Yes. There's a big gaggle of them.
Are you joining in the chanting, if there is chanting?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm joining in the chanting. I'm passing out
fresh meat.
Yeah,
passing out the rotten tomatoes. It's like, yeah, melt them with these.
Like, whoa, dude, that's a rotten tomato. That's a perfectly good rotten tomato.
Yeah, yeah, they love them here in Easement. They love it. So
then vending them.
The
crowd is getting tomatoes.
Hello, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're here to see justice done for Porkloin Jones. Jones has committed his last larceny, his last lie to this community, as he will be facing the justice of the swamp.
Yeah, justice of the swamp. Swamp justice.
Porkloin, the love of God has found you wanting.
Yeah, basically.
I'm disappointed. Was like, who's ready for some justice?
Oh, no, he's very. I'm just a small country judge.
Who's sacrificing people to the swamp.
Yes. And give me a. What do we use to make the grab? Make the show?
Fighting?
Yeah, fighting. Yeah. Give him the old razzle dazzle.
10. 10. Sorry. And 7.
Okay.
Yeah. So 27.
Yeah, geez.
I'm like, just to make it look good.
Boy, it does. Tell us what it looks like.
Just, I guess, he's just, doing this slow,
He's just being, they literally have, a stick. They're just prodding with a big pole as he steps onto the swampy land. And,
essentially, I'm kind of sticking underwater, kind of staying completely underwater, and then I'll make some ripples going in, the water that he can't tell where they're coming from, building it up, and then when the time comes, growl in my throat to a sound that's heard underneath the water, and then just yank him down, And then, hold him underwater for a few seconds, and then yank him back out. So I'm assuming he screams is what I'm hoping for, and then starts swimming rapidly, just dragging him with just his head barely above the water.
Yeah, he is genuinely terrified. He is screaming,
And then take a claw and just kind of just poke at him enough to draw some blood.
Yeah.
And so you see there's a blood trail, and then just yank him under, and then it's like he was never there.
Yeah. The crowd gasps, and then there's I thought he'd take longer. I wanted him ripped in half. Well, that's the justice of the swamp for you, man. Sometimes it is.
And clearly I bought a severed human torso earlier.
spend a penny, you could have a severed human torso.
This handles out of the torso store.
Yeah.
You
bought one from the skeleton bartender. Of course he has access to human limbs and shit.
Imagine suddenly.
Yeah, they have necromancers at the bar. All kinds of shit.
Hey,
you got a torso? Yeah.
Actually,
come to the back.
And she's like, hey, this might sound weird. Actually, I'd like a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
And you got any human torsos?
Meet me around back.
Hell yeah. I got you.
Now, before you throw the torso back, make sure that you pull Porkloin's shirt off of Porkloin and wrap it around that torso.
Oh, you got a 27, you could do that.
I'm a professional.
Yeah. So, justice is served.
But before it goes back up, also I just rake it, and then let it float.
Yeah. Yeah, with a 27, you don't even have to help 44. You could tell the crowd is placated by that.
Well, I'm just going to grab that kid that was going, I thought it would last longer. Oh, look, we get torso. See?
Wait for it. We're going to see. Yay, torso.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, basically.
But then, then I'm actually hold him underwater just enough to swim rapidly away.
Mm-hmm.
And so, then let him come up to breathe.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. You okay?
Oh, your crew's good. Porkloin
By the way, and I picked up one other thing.
This is the third best fake death I've ever had.
By the way, and
third best? What were the other two?
Oh, I can't say.
One.
First time, though, I actually died. Then I got a necromancer to resurrect me.
And I'm going to get her I bought him one more thing.
Hmm?
A t-shirt. Basically, it's like, I see, I, you know, I fucked an alligator and it was natural. A Florida shirt.
Yeah.
And then, like, here you go. I decided to take your shirt.
That was my family motto. Well, it was for an identity, I assume, not my actual family. Anyways, let's get going. So, yeah, you rendezvous at the airboat outside of Easement.
Well, did they buy it?
Hook, line, and sinker.
Hell yeah. Like, my grandma did something like that with my dad.
So I just got to say, so Porcupine looks at the three of you. He's like, well, I appreciate you saving my bacon. I'll pay you back. I swear. You want to see Pickens? I just got to know. You ain't there to kill him or
catch. Absolutely not.
You're not there to enslave him, right?
Absolutely not.
You're not there to steal a soul, right?
Nope.
No.
Okay. All right.
By the way.
So you can cheat him all you want. That's between you and him. But yeah. All right. Let's get going. So he starts, you know.
Get on the boat.
Yeah.
And I'm going to roll a 10 to patch him up.
Okay.
Because he does have those nice long
arms. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. No. He appreciates it. And he does get healed up. So, yeah.
He's like, hope you don't mind that. I had to make it look real.
Oh, no. Trust me. I know. I can give you a few pointers next time. Yeah. Good execution. Good execution. But that torso wasn't quite matching my body type. And you didn't look to see if I had any tattoos. I don't think they knew about any.
All right. Well, I also thought, I'm thinking they probably didn't care.
Yeah, no, you got lucky.
They got to see violence.
Coalition would check for tattoos.
If it was the Coalition, this would have been a whole production.
Okay, yeah.
To be fair, if it was the Coalition, we probably would have just jailbroke in, called it good.
So, or if it, actually, we'd probably also kill them, too.
Yeah.
Again, called it good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of good.
So you dive into the swamps, the proper dinosaur swamps of Florida. These are swamps that have been overrun for centuries without civilization influencing them. Alien plants and animals have invaded and native species have mutated. You can hear strange calls of animals in the distance, bizarre plants. It's fascinating. And you realize it's as alien to you as any other dimension you've ever visited. But it is incredibly humid, incredibly warm. You're all just pouring sweat if you can sweat.
I can't.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm loving it.
Okay. I thought you were more of a desert.
But yeah, I said humid too.
Okay. Porcloin is a talker. He likes to chat about things he's seen and random Florida facts. So he is just a fond of endless trivia and gossip and telling about minor cons he's had and weird things he's seen at bars and other people do.
Cranberry, steer away from that pitcher plant because that one's carnivorous and it's going to try to eat us.
Yes. And as soon as we pass by, the plant's like, brah, come on.
So
I saw what you did to that manatee.
So yeah, you have a couple options to bed down after traveling for hours into the interior. You could just tie to a tree and just float. You would be away from everything. But there is a gas station or the ruins of a gas station and a section of road that have not fallen into the swamp over yonder. And then you can also see a hunter's blind built into a tree over there that looks long abandoned. So,
gas station encounter. Let's see what wackadoo's going to meet us at the gas station.
I wonder what kind of strange jerky they're going to have on their shelves.
Yes.
Let's see if it's a Buc-ee's.
It is. It is the remnant of a Buc-ee's.
So it's gigantic.
Well, part of it is. Well, part of it has fallen.
It's what's left.
Yeah, it's what's left. So there is a safe under the counter that looks intact. It has not been opened. It appears to be mega damage proof. So you'd either have to guess the code or crack it. If you use explosives or weapons, it's not physically large.
And I use my occult skill to whisper to it and have it tell me what the combination is.
Not a cult. If you had a spell that could, there would probably be a spell. If you could anything about communicating with the dead or object reading.
Nah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, basically, it would be thievery was what we would need.
Thievery would be the skill to safe crack, yeah.
What about environmental manipulation?
You know, I've actually got a D8 in thievery.
Environmental manipulation,
Why don't you try to pick it? He has a D8 in thievery.
Okay. All right, that's easier.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's not as fun as communing with the ghost of a safe.
I've only got a 7.
It is. No, you're unable to do that.
Let's try this Benny and see if that'll make it any better.
Okay.
No.
Yep.
No, it did not.
I spent a Benny. Go again.
We're going to get inside this box.
Go. Apparently.
Fuck, no.
I want what's in this goddamn safe.
Okay, now you better.
Okay, that's an exploding 8.
Now there better be something in it, Ross.
There's a 13 total.
All right,
I went dry for you guys. Let's see what's in this safe.
It opens, and Porcloin kind of says, ooh. So as you hear the satisfying click of you finally being able to open it, you hear the bell on the door jingle open. Someone's come in. And as all four of you have been cramped behind the counter, like watching it with great intent as 44, you know, pouring sweat, have been trying to crack this fucking safe. So the four of you behind the counter, whoever came in through the door probably didn't see you. So what are you going to do?
I just.
You hear voices.
What are they saying?
They're talking about themselves. Like, hey, yay, over here, check this out. Oh, wow, cool digs. Yeah, yeah. So you peer over the counter and you see a group of cartoonish rat people. They look like they're wearing skater clothing. You can give me a common knowledge check. You might have heard of these.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Five.
Yeah, these are the so-called rat men of Atlanta. They've always been scouting. There's also in Riffs. This is in Dinosaur Swamps.
Damn it. Okay.
Are they like, so what do I know? Like, what do I know about them?
You don't know a whole lot. You know that they are based in Atlanta, so they're very far from home. That they are a small but emerging group trying to take claim to more of the Atlanta ruins. But yeah.
I'm just going to grab an apron and hat from behind the counter, put them on, mm-hmm. and stand up and go, well, howdy, y'all. Welcome to Bucky's. How can I help you?
They're saying, whoa, working Bucky's, the prophecy is true. Tell me, Bucky's store clerk, do you have any gator jerky? Perhaps the special gator jerky kept in safes because of its, because it's so valuable.
Lance.
Oh, yeah.
What was in the safe?
There is a Bucky brand gator jerky limited edition in gold fawn. Yeah, you can make an occult check with this.
Do it.
Or actually, no, academics, because this would be history.
Okay.
I can also make an academics.
Okay. I can't.
Right.
That's going to be nine.
Okay.
Nine.
Sorry. I need to roll D8s, not D10s.
Okay. A D6 and your D8, yeah.
Three.
Okay. What'd you get?
I got a 10.
Okay. Yeah, with a 10, here's what you realize. Yeah, Bucky's took over the country in terms of gas stations and the Riffs, and they had a superstore in Atlanta that was the wave of the future with next generation technology. And they were running a promotion right before the Riffs happened that whoever found their special Florida gator jerky would get access to the mega store in Atlanta. And so you realize that's why these ratmen are so far from home. They're looking for this gator jerky because they found the legendary mega Bucky's. And so with that, it's not valuable to you unless you go all the way to Atlanta, but it's incredibly valuable to them.
Well, as luck would have it, we do happen to have one bag of that gator jerky left, if you got the right price for it.
Yeah, it's one. Here's my free gator jerky coupon. And it is an intact, pristine pre-Riffs coupon. It's probably worth 1,000 credits on the black market to collectors because of how intact and pristine it is. But yeah.
What do you guys think? Is this the right one?
I don't even like gator jerky.
I would just do it so they're off our case. I'm incredibly disappointed with this jerky.
Actually, we can part on friendly terms. They look nice.
Well, breaking my knees and call me shorty. That looks like an actual coupon for the gator jerky. I have no choice but to honor that coupon. So I'm going to take it from them with the appropriate level of reverence, mm-hmm. pull out a pair of archival gloves before I touch it, you know, that kind mm-hmm. of thing, and just very gently pick it up.
I'm actually going to rise from behind the counter. It's like now hold on. Mm-hmm. I thought you said like, are you sure that's genuine? You said I could have this.
This is a genuine coupon. Do you see it? No expiration date listed.
Like, by the spirits. Like this, it appears what you have is genuine. Like it was by mine, by right of conquest. But
and then I pass the counter.
I will pass it. I will pass it on to those who
it's are my turn.
Yeah,
wire angelic, you up? Come on.
What are you gonna do, Cranberry?
Going to make meta commentary, see if anyone notices.
All right.
But is there any, like, is quite like a catchphrase they're known for?
Hey, we're cool. We're part of the cool.
Or hey, hey, hey.
Hey.
It's like, and this, hey,
Hey, hey.
Hey, 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 yeah.
And I'll reverently hand it to them.
Yeah. So
you're from Atlantis, not Ratlantis. It's no, playing right there.
You can... Ratlanta. Atlanta, not Atlantis.
Well, I thought these were
people. It's easy to get them mixed up.
I was giggling at that.
No. The rat man of Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Big difference. The rat man of Atlantis, we would have shot first.
Yeah. you give them that. They are in awe of you. Thank you so much. It worked. The prophecy was true.
Like, are you going to, like, do you plan on resting here for the night?
No, we have to go now. Don't worry. We have lots of cool rat energy drinks. And they start chugging them.
He's like, I've heard that about you. He's like, go forth into the caffeine and sugar rush.
Yay. So pork leg comes with, you know, that would have been worth potentially millions of credits to the right buyer, because that would have.
We're not in it for the money. We're in it for the friends.
Oh, okay.
To be fair, this coupon is also worth like 1,000 credits by itself. And we're kind of on a time crunch. If you really think that it's worth it to
also
chase them down.
And that also puts a big old target on.
I know there's too. Like six of them. Like, I'm not going to fight six people for that.
Yeah. I think the issue's been resolved.
Yeah. All right.
Besides, we're probably going to encounter them again.
Yeah.
We're going to encounter them again sometime.
I don't know if somebody spends a betting point at the right time. Then yeah. All right. Yeah. But you can bunk down there for the night. Rest up.
I hear their brisket sandwiches never spoil.
Apparently. And you continue on. So the next day, you're continuing to navigate through the swamp. With Pork Loin's help, you're able to easily avoid all of the dangers.
Were there any leftover Bucky's plushies left?
Sure.
I take one.
Okay.
My grandma will like it.
Yeah, fair enough. Still in a little plastic vacuum sealed bag, so that's why it's intact.
Your grandmother wants a stuffed beaver?
Doesn't yours?
I don't have a grandmother.
You can borrow mine. She likes grandkids.
But your airboat has a radio, and Pork Loin has it tuned to a certain frequency, and it starts picking up, you know, blues music. You're like, see, that's how we get close. You got another frequency, and you come to a little radio station on an elevated platform, just like seemingly autonomous. The structure, concrete structure, in the middle of the swamp, and it's like there he is. Hey, Pickens,
WGTR, the Gator.
And that's when there's a burst of railgun fire from a turret on the roof that goes by your airboat. It's like, come on, and Sis McGrath's like, hey, Pork Loin. Thought you were one of them damn hunters, or one of them damn barbarians. And an old man comes out, and he's like, hello, I'm Florida Man Pickens.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We have acquired the target. Now what?
What do you mean, acquired? You want to come in and have a drink?
We came here to get you.
What? Get me?
Yes, right?
Well, like, look.
Retrieve.
Okay, look, it's... We know about the special thing about you.
The Muse. Yes.
The problem is other people know about it too. Coalition people know about it.
Yeah.
And they're most likely coming to get you.
Oh.
And they're coming to get you as opposed to retrieve you. We're trying to take you to Castle Refuge where you will be safe and protected. They're trying to murder you and we're trying to prevent your murder. Would you like to come with us murder prevention?
Well, I can't until I resolve my problem. You see, I can't leave the swamp right now. I've been trying to, you see, my Muse's power lets me affect a wide area, but it's sort of like once I do it, I can't. Once I set it against a problem, I can't really undo it. And I'm bound to the spirit. So until the situation is resolved, I can't leave.
So what do we got to do to help you?
So I use this spear to try and calm everyone down in this region because it seems like the whole feud's getting starting up. The goddamn hunters coming down from the north are getting more aggressive, hunting more game, and the barbarians from the south are coming up to expand their territory, and they're fighting over territory right in this here in the central highlands of Florida. And that's what, you know, and I'm trying, and everyone, and things are getting tense, people are getting shot at, and, you know, I don't know how to, I've been keeping them from shooting, declaring open war on each other so far, but that seems to be a holding action. The barbarians need more land or something.
So if we vacate these barbarians, you'll be free to leave the swamp.
Well, I think we need to broker
peace between the two is what he's saying.
Yeah, broker peace. That would be nice.
Okay.
The blues ain't a warlike music. They're trying to, you know, help people deal with their problems.
We have to use our music to broker this peace.
Yeah, well, you can go to the barbarians in the south near the jungle castle ruins, or you can go to the north to the time holds. That's where the
jungle castle sounds less weird.
Yeah. You know about the time holes, don't you?
No.
It seems self-explanatory. We'll dodge them.
All right. Yeah. All right.
So we'll go check out. I'm just saying that time holes does not exactly sound like a pleasant place. Where on the other hand, jungle. Oh,
some people love the time hole. They always want to see what's coming out of the time.
But they're weird.
Yeah. All right.
My grandma said never go near time holes.
Yeah.
She was very intoxicated.
Well, if you're brave, I do know a way to gain control of the time holes for temporarily.
But I don't want to get hold of time. I don't want to control time holes.
We'll put a pin in that. We're going to figure out how to put. Tell us how to deal with the time holes first, and then we'll go to the castle.
We're always obsessing over other people's holes. It's distracting.
So they got started because some pre-Rifts company was making teleportation gates or something. And then the Rifts happened and it destabilized the whole thing. And now you got your holes in space-time. The time holes.
Yeah.
But, you know, as a powerful blues musician, like every blues musician, I can conjure the devil. And so there's a devil in the swamp, and it is said if you sell your soul to the devil or beat them in a contest, you can have the devil grant you a favor. Now, however, the devil of the swamp will only give people power over the time hole. That's the only thing you can do. But it's a very powerful ability because it's a time hole. You can access other timelines.
Well, how long have the time holes been there? Well, since it's been there the whole time?
The whole time the rifts have been happening. Yeah. Whole time of the time hole is
the whole time. Yeah.
So how many more different ways can we get them to say that?
Yeah. About 300 years, about how long the rifts have been going on.
That's a lot of hole.
Yeah, it's
that's a lot of time.
It's unprecedented amount of hole time, you know.
My grandma mentioned hole time.
We're going to have to get control over this holiness.
But yeah, you can go down to the barbarians and see what their problem is, and maybe you can placate them with that.
Yeah, it's like jungle castle sounds fun. Let's do that.
Okay.
Yes. We'll start with that, and then if we have to, we'll challenge this devil to a fiddle contest.
Yeah.
Or arm wrestling.
Yeah.
Well, arm wrestling doesn't exactly seem as much fun.
You can just ignore the devil, make him feel lonely, like no one really gives a shit about him.
I do know when you arm wrestle the devil, it's a double elimination tournament.
You have to lose twice to be eliminated. Twice,
yeah.
We know what that is.
Yeah, the best Sly Stallone movie ever. All right, so you head south to the barbarian lands. So Pork Loin tells you, there used to be these things called theme parks. People before the
Rifts, we encountered one a while back.
Damn, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. They're all death traps now. They used to be vacation spots people go for fun, but now they're all I haven't heard of a theme park that isn't like a deadly place of danger and madness.
No, I've heard. No,
well, there's this one that is flying like eight flags. No, that can't be the right one.
Yeah, that sounds terrifying.
I think it seemed to remember in my lessons that the entire area of Branson used to be a big theme park. It's not so bad.
Oh, those Tomorrow Legion nuts. Ah, they're idealists. They're helpless. They're hopeless. They'll get wiped out sooner or later. Fools, one and all.
Do you want to tell them or should we just leave it as it is?
Yeah. Spoil the surprise.
So you head south?
Yeah.
But Cranberry.
Yes.
Give me a boating check.
A what check?
A boating.
Boating check. Got it. A 2.
Okay. Well, there is another dimensional event happening, and you crash the boat. as the swamp becomes just a wild rift, a sort of... there's like a shock wave of energy passing through the area, and as it ripples through, it goes in front of your path. The swamp becomes a metallic corridor, and you can see outside on the left side there is a view of space. You're in some kind of like space station or spaceship.
Or possibly a mountain made entirely out of space.
Well, you're in space because there's no gravity anymore. Like you start floating, and the portal's on the other side, like about 200 feet away. But then you can see the swamp and water pouring out of it. The portal up ahead. But yeah, you're in zero G, and there's a bunch of red lights and a klaxon blaring.
I'm going to vomit mightily because this is. I've never been in zero G before.
Yeah, no, it's not great. All of you roll spirit, actually, because this is spooky and scary.
Yeah, 6. 10.
Okay.
6 + 5 = 11.
All right. Yeah, you're fine.
I've just got a 6.
Okay, that's fine. You don't, you know, Pork Loin, how does he do? Not great. He's panicking. Oh, God, we're going to die. We're going to die. We're going to die. Not a good death either. Yes. Not one you could fake.
One day we all will, Pork Loin. Very astute.
Yeah.
You know, very mature of you to recognize that this stage in your life.
Yeah.
There's the eternity.
Yeah.
Use that.
So, yeah, you have to go down this hallway while it's zero G, while there's klaxons going off, and the entire structure seems to shake. Seems something bad is happening to whatever you're in. And so we'll just go 44. What are you going to do? There's also your airboat is with you, so you have to get that. Well, if you want to get that through the portal.
So I'm going to pull the chain off of my arm and basically put one end of it here on the airboat and then throw the other end of the weighted chain further ahead and latch on to the side of the corridor.
Okay.
So that we've got something to pull us along.
Yeah, give me athletics to...
I could shrink the boat to make it easier to carry.
That would also work.
You can do that too.
I mean, you tell me, what's a better idea here?
No, you can do both. You could do that.
Do both.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, roll spellcasting.
There's going to be D8.
D8 and D6, yeah.
Successfully pulled the tattoo, so. Okay. And then my athletics roll.
4, so it'll be 10.
Okay.
To yank us along a little bit is a 4.
Well, you do shrink it, so the boat is, because it is now much smaller, it is much lighter, it is easier to pull. So you're able to pull it. So you start pulling down. Are you also clinging onto the boat while you do that? Or are you going to be traveling separately?
Well, that old thing is why it's for me to be on the boat while shrunk. No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. All right. So give me athletics is for basic zero G shit.
So like, so my aquatic nature would not translate to space. No, it wouldn't because there's nothing to press against. Yep, right.
That is
right. 4.
All right. You're making progress. And Steve.
All right, I will move and help pull the boat.
Okay. Well, only one person can guess the way 44 is doing the chain thing.
You got the boat?
Yeah.
I got the boat.
All right, then I'm going to move.
All right.
Athletic time.
Well, are you going to also help Pork Loin?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm all right, here it is. Yeah.
Okay. -1 to your athletics.
Okay.
Cuz you're carrying him with your team.
6.
Okay.
Are you grabbing him by the scruff of the neck?
Please gently as a mother crocodile carries her young in her mouth.
Like, and then it's like, don't do the death roll. Don't do the death roll. Don't do the death roll.
All right. So you're all making. Oh, God. So you're all making slow but steady progress as you're going down through the corridor. The red lights are blinking, and that's when something from the interior wall of this corridor, you know, one wall shows you just windows with space, the infinite void. It's very cool looking. You know, there's a big nebula in the distance. It's very neat. But then from the interior wall, something bursts out, ripping a metal panel loose, flinging it towards your way. It's this horrible, like, fleshy monster thing. Well, cybernetic, it's got metal parts as well. And it's screaming something about unifying with the hive. And, yeah, it's just, you know, a floating...
No, thanks. We already got one.
Yeah, it's in between you and your way out.
Yeah, it's like the Hare Krishnas at the airport, man. Just walk on by.
Yeah, you can have a bunch of little spidery extra limbs stapled on and various cybernetic tools, you know, laser torch, and there's the fucking buzzsaw. It's just a big blender of meat and pain. So, yeah, you can try and dodge it. You can try and shoot it to stun it and get it out of its way. Yeah, we'll start with you, Cranberry. What do you want to do?
So this thing's between us and escape.
Yep.
Okay. I shrink myself and run to the exit.
he is hell bent on using that spell.
No, it's a good spell.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. Give me a spell catch.
No. I have to worry about my compatriots. I can't just abandon them as much as I want to. I have a laser gun that's going to try to, you know,
Yeah, there's no recoil on it, so you don't have to worry about being blown back.
All right. So I roll shooting, then damage? Okay. Shooting is 26.
You have to get a 5 to hit.
That's a 1. That ain't happening.
That's 2 ones. That's a crit failure.
Yeah, okay. What's happening?
The window.
Yeah.
It starts cracking.
Christ. Cranberries.
Yeah.
Can I spend Dave's Benny he gave me to take that shot again?
I mean, you're not supposed to. Yeah, you could spend that last Benny, yeah.
Okay. I don't want to kill it by getting this suffocated.
Well, it would not be
suffocated. Okay, well, not much better. Okay, that was a waste.
You don't crit. Okay, so you hit a wall instead of the window.
Okay.
Yeah.
You went from the window to the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would not be suffocated.
With space stripping down my balls. It would be way worse
death than suffocating, right? It would be... It'd be like Event Horizon shit, all right?
Yeah.
Just so you know. You're like, remember how that alien dies in Alien Resurrection? Yeah. Something like that. All right, so you shoot and miss. You're still advancing forward. It's coming towards you as well. And 44.
Well, the boat is still in motion, right?
Yeah, you're pulling it. You caught up to the chain. You'll need to throw the chain out again in order to... Well, you have two choices. One, you could use 0G. You could just let go of the chain and let the forward momentum carry you. Or you could unwrap the chain and throw it again.
Okay. I think I'm going to let the forward momentum carry the boat.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to attack the thing with the magic sword that I'm pulling from my hip.
Okay.
So that I can cover Cranberry.
All right. Roll to activate your sword. And then you'll be attacking it when it gets in the main. It has multiple attacks because it has lots of little limbs. So it'll be attacking all of you as soon as all of you have acted. So
sword is active.
Okay. So you'll be attacking it as it's attacking you. So be an opposed roll, basically. Steve.
Get by.
You're just dodging it?
Dodging.
Okay. Yeah. -1 because you're carrying pork one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rerolling that. 6.
6. Okay. We'll see. So it is going to roll a d8 on all of you because it has lots of limbs. It can attack all of you. So you'll be at 6. What's your parry roll?
Parry. It's a 2.
So it needs a 2 to hit you. So it's probably going to hit you.
Probably.
Yeah. It hits you with a 3.
Rats.
Yeah. It needs a 6 to hit you because you tried to dodge. And it got a 5. Aren't you glad you dodged? And what's your parry roll?
My parry is 5.
Okay. So, but you also get to hit it. So you'll be hitting each other at the same time. It does hit you, but you can hit it. Or you could forego your attack and just focus on parrying it, which would raise your parry value high enough to block it.
I'm going to fight it.
Okay. So
we've got an exploding 6. So that's going to be an 8 for me to hit.
Yep.
And I do have an armor piercing of 8 on that scimitar.
Okay. Yeah, you'll definitely pierce through its armor. So 14 armor piercing 4. So what is your toughness with your armor?
That's my armor. That's going to be 5 plus. That's a total of 10.
All right, so it definitely hits you. So you take a wound. Okay. So that's on the top right of your character sheet, I believe. On the right side. So you'll have a -1 to everything. And yeah, you are stunned or shaken for this next round, so you have to make a spirit check. So what's your toughness?
Mine is a 19.
Okay. All right, so it doesn't hit you because it was just hitting you. It was not using its cool attack. And what'd you get on your attack?
Well, I was looking to see how much I'm rolling.
Okay.
And so that is 16.
16? That is enough to hurt it. So as you all collide, Steve gets out of the way, carrying pork loin. The boat, actually, let's see if it hits the boat. It can attack the boat, too. It hit ooh. It knocks the boat way ass back. So it starts, the boat starts flying back away.
All right, we lost the vessel. We got to get out of here, though.
So this is all happening at the same time. So the boat gets hit, starts falling back. It hits you. You're hit with this mutated limb, and it pierces your armor. You can feel horrible starburst of pain as you almost black out, but don't. And you can feel yourself bleeding on the chest and arm. But you're still conscious, and you're sort of knocked to the side, so you've lost your momentum. And you get hit, so you don't take any damage, but you are stopped. You no longer have that momentum because physics. But you lash into it, and it causes it to also, you know, it black, you know, blood flows out of it, flooding the corridor to a degree, and it recoils in pain and hisses and pulls back. So a new round, it is going to maneuver as its action to it kind of now notices the portal at the far end, and it starts going towards the portal. So you're closest to the portal there, Steve.
I'm gonna throw
pork loin
through it.
Okay. Now, if you throw him, you're going to push yourself back.
And I'm not leaving the fight.
Okay.
I just wanted to get him out of here.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You can grab a handhold with one wall and then turn around. Okay. Mm-hmm. Give me athletics. No penalty.
Six.
All right. Yeah. Pork loin is through the portal. Or, yeah. He'll be at the portal at the end of the round. So we'll just go begin back Cranberry.
How far away am I from the portal?
You're farthest from the portal. Well, actually, the boat is farthest from the portal. It got knocked the fuck back.
Are we going to try to get the boat back?
I mean, if we kill this thing, we can try that. But
yeah, it has taken a wound.
We want to try to kill.
It has taken a wound, yeah.
I say we try to kill this thing.
What can I do that's actually helpful?
Damage, you could try and shrink it.
I just don't want to, like, you know, shoot out the window again.
Yeah, well, don't roll two ones.
Oh, okay. It's so simple.
Yeah.
I summon Stetson. No.
I choose you, Stetson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you shrink the thing, that's going to make it slightly harder to hit. But on the other hand, when the sword hits it's going to do a lot of damage. Environmental
manipulation. Let me look up that spell and see what that does real quick. Because depending on how you... Environmental manipulation. Oh, that's protection. There it is. Elemental manipulation.
Oh, I thought I had environmental.
Well, there's no environmental. Right. Mental protection, and there's elemental manipulation.
I understand. That's my mistake,
though. Yeah, so since you're an ocean wizard, it's definitely elemental manipulation.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Understood.
You might have both, too.
I do have both written down here.
Okay, yeah. So environmental protection gives you, like, the ability to breathe underwater and go under great depths. And elemental lets you conjure water, purify water. You can you have air manipulation. You can push someone. Blow out a torch, cool someone down. Yeah, you could. You're zero G. You could just compressed air can him away.
The monster, right?
Yeah.
But
you could use the air to push the boat back towards the group, towards the portal. Or you could try, if you had some damaging attack, you could. Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'll use my air magic to push the boat towards the hole.
All right, cast it.
So, 2d8, 1d8. That's a 4.
Yeah, it goes off. Starts going back towards the thing. Unless someone interferes with it, it'll definitely make it to the portal.
All right.
So cool. That's your action. Steve made his action. 44. You're just going to charge the monster?
Yeah, see if I can slice it on my way to the portal.
Yeah, because it is going towards the portal now. Yeah. Give me athletics to catch up with it.
That's an 8. That's another 8. That's a 5, so that's going to be 16, and 5 is 21.
All right, yeah, you were really fucking fast. You grab onto a hand, hold, and pull, and just fucking shoot yourself like a bullet towards him. So, yeah, make an attack. You have plus 2 on your attack roll, and you'll do an additional d6 of damage.
Okay, so that is going to be a 7 to hit.
Okay, that's enough to get spins or whatever. No, that's fate. Mixing my systems. So you do plus 2d6 damage, one from your momentum and one from scoring above his critical hit or his parry, because he's not trying to block you right now.
Okay, so I'm going to reroll that 8. So that is a copious amount of damage. So that's 8 and 3 and 3. So 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. We're going to call it 24.
24 is not quite enough to one-shot it, but you do inflict another wound on it in the back and knocking it to the side, so it won't be able to go through the portal. It screams. It can't act. It will get a negative 2 on its roll because it has 2 wounds. But it's going to use its buzzsaw, which is much stronger than...
Bonesaw is ready.
Bonesaw is ready, and that would be a 3 to hit you.
My parry is a 5.
Yeah. So you're able to dodge out of the way. No. It would have hit you otherwise. Mm-hmm. And so new round. So the creature is in front of you, Steve.
I'm going to gun.
Okay, yeah. It will be negative 2 to your attack roll because 44 is in melee with it.
Okay.
You're also in 0G.
Oh. 9.
Okay. Yeah, roll damage.
Okay. It's been a while since I fired this thing.
Yeah.
Send the bishop to the actress.
Four. Okay, that's an explosion. I'll roll that later.
Okay.
10, 15, 20, and here's the exploding.
Okay.
24.
Oh, yeah. You fucking, what weapon are you using?
My NGL5 laser rifle.
Yeah, you can please narrate how your laser ends this fucking thing.
Oh, it's essentially like it's fire the shot and it somehow like goes through all the writhing limbs and finds like the actual nerve center of it.
Oh, yeah. Nerve cluster slash, ganglia. And it just fucking goes limp and just it starts falling apart.
Mom, they got my ganglia again.
Once you sank my ganglia.
Fallen in love.
So
it's fallen apart.
All you're able to escape.
Pull the boat through.
Yeah, pull the boat through and you're able to unshrink it. And get back on your way.
He's like, Borgloin, how you doing?
Oh, I hate those goddamn riffs. I hate it.
Yeah, they can be a bother, can't they?
Anyone wounded?
I'm good.
Borgloin,
you wounded?
I'm wounded.
Like, you won't be for long.
Quite frankly, I'm wounded.
Oh, no.
What other savage worlds will we visit?
Tonight's adventure. Oh, fine. Have a fucking... get a fucking Benny. Take one of your Bennies.
I see through a mouthful of blood.
Yeah. Through a mouthful of blood. Yeah. All right. So with that.
Don't worry. You're going to be fine. You're going to get a kiss from a rose.
So, yeah, I'll let you all add a detail. I'll give you each of you a Benny point if you come up with a good detail of, like, what was this theme park like before it became the ruin?
Oh, I think in Southern Florida, I thought it was legit going to be like...
No, not that one.
Yeah.
Not that one.
It could be Steamboat Willie World, but yeah, it's definitely a cartoon character of some kind. Yeah. Well, tell us one thing about the Jungle Castle ruins, as it were.
All right, Jungle Castle Ruins.
That's the name they use in fucking riffs, so... We're sticking to canon as much as possible. It's very important that we stick to the lore of this game. It's a deep-thinking man's game, you see.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
Its mascot was Gregory the Gator.
Gregory the Gator. All right, cool, yeah.
An anthropomorphic,
Hi, kids, I'm Gregory the Gator.
1980s Gator.
Stay in school. Don't do drugs.
School's rads.
No, not rads. School's gnarly. Gnarly like Gary the Gator. Yeah. All right. So you get a Benny. Cranberry, do you have anything you want to add to Gary the Gator's magical theme world?
I just keep thinking like this is actually true. You remember what Gasoline Alley was, the comic? Mm-hmm. There's a whole fucking Gasoline Alley section at the Universal Theme Park in Florida. I'm not shitting you.
Oh, yeah?
Okay? Those characters are like 100 years old when they built that shit. And it's like, that's the post-apocalypse urbex that I want to do. I want to go to Gasoline Alley after humanity has been wiped off Earth.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, that's great.
Oh, I love it.
Was Gasoline Alley the one with fucking Abner?
I think so.
The one that was never funny?
Let's take a look. Do Gasoline Alley. Oh, there's a movie. The fuck is there a movie? It's a comic.
You're very welcome. I sit Ross down in Wikipedia hole.
No. You've earned your Benny.
No, I've heard the name. Yeah, it's one of these fucking 20s or 30s.
Yeah. I mean, like when they built that theme park, that was their star attraction at one point. But then we got the Gasoline Alley characters here.
Yeah, who loves these characters, right? Like, look at them. They're all memorable. Characters, yeah, we love the guy with the donkey.
Now they're sharing real estate with Mario.
No, I'm thinking about Little
Abner. Who the fuck am I?
No, yeah, I was thinking Little Abner. Definitely not Little Abner. But yeah, Gasoline.
Yeah, it was launched in 1918.
Yeah,
it was just a couple of days after.
So Gasoline Alley's
after World War One ended.
So did Gary the Gator cross over to Gasoline Alley?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Cool. So a bunch of characters none of you recognize unless you have history or academics, you would actually know these.
Well, to be fair, once you said Gator, I was thinking about a different Florida property that involves the shrine of the silver monkey.
Yeah. Shit.
So there's got to be an obstacle course that they run children through.
Yeah, that's initiation. That's the adult initiation. Fucking Fallout 2 in this.
The Gator Go Alley.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Gator Go Alley.
So there's a sentinel at the edge of the barbarian territory. Outsiders, you must state your business before you can enter the lands of the tribe of Gary, led by Cromar.
Well,
we seek to parley with the tribe of Gary, led by Cromar.
Yeah,
that one.
Ah, very well. You must promise that if you unsheathe your weapons, you without reason, you will be treated as criminal. And if you steal or commit any other crime against our people, you will be fed to the swamp creatures.
Like, oh, that's cool. Yeah,
that seems reasonable.
Good. You may follow me, and so the sun will lead you into there. And there's, yeah. What do you think of tribe of barbarians? People, their original descendants were people who they were the Florida men and women and other
non-gender. Definitely people. Have to go with the alligator theme.
Well, on the one hand, alligator theme, but on the other hand, I'm thinking the barbarians who are wearing the combination of animal hide and body paint.
Yeah,
like alligator body paint.
Out of the people who live in Florida now, who do you think would survive the apocalypse and what would their descendants look like? That's what you see here. It is the most Florida of all people. Like they have transcended. They've survived nuclear warfare. They've survived dinosaurs. They've survived aliens. They've survived everything. Cyborgs, robots, all kinds
homemade
of
homemade drugs and firearms.
Yeah, that's
homemade what drugs they and used firearms. To
survive.
Scavenge punk is definitely a thing.
So they're grilling gators and possums. They are.
Well, also keeping gators and possums.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, they're like livestock and animals. Yeah,
they have alligators and what you call it? Galligators?
Galligators.
Alligators with wigs and press on nails.
There you go.
Yeah.
They have scavenged things. They have attempted to make meanings. They are holding up broken cell phone as some sort of ritual. As the selfie, they think that's important. They don't understand what cell phones do. They know they were important once upon a time.
But there's also a brewery here because, of course, there is.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's actually three microbreweries. There's sort of a people in them.
With like artisanal like.
Yeah, would you want the IPA or the IPA or the IPA? They're barbarians.
There is also the one place that is actually doing a distilled something. Mm-hmm. And it's a rotgut that is somehow made out of gator and or possum, and it is far stronger than it has any right to be.
It's fuel and drink.
Oh, yeah. No, it's also like, yeah, they get siphoned fuel from the Cape Canaveral as a special ingredient. So, but yeah, you're outsiders and you look impressive enough that they lead you straight to Cromar. He is holding court. What would he hold court in? You know, theme parks. Like, well, what would a place be? What
kind he's holding court in the food court.
All right, yeah.
He got it.
All right. Yeah, he's holding court in the food court. He is talking about the taxation of how many possum tails must be given with the spring harvest. And there's a bunch of grumbling over that. And he's like, you outsiders, speak your truth to Cromar. Bear not the words of deceit, y'all. Yeah.
Okay. We're here to get this guy because it's the only way we're going
to
get
it. We're here to broker peace.
Peace.
To try to broker peace between them and the hunters.
Okay.
For the safety of the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to stop fighting this other group of people here because it's upsetting a good friend of mine.
You are a very good friend to come this far and risk your lives to travel through this dangerous country to risk to please your friend.
Well, more friend. He's friend and family. He means that much to me.
Ah, I see. This impresses Cromar. But alone, that cannot stop Cromar from waging war from the invaders, the carpetbaggers, the people from Charlotte, North Carolina. They are.
Damn Yankees?
Yes. They are not from the true South like us. So, yes, they are encroaching in our territories and hunting all of the dinosaurs, especially the young ones. We waited for them to become adults. It's sustainable and more wise. But no, they hunt anything they can find. And this displeases. We need more space. And unfortunately, the underground, the main castle ruins are barred to us because of the tunnel goblins.
Tunnel goblins, you say?
Yes. We are only able to use the above ground part of the park. The underground section, part of it is flooded, but part of it is controlled by the tunnel goblins. And yeah.
So if we were to take care of this tunnel goblin infestation for you, that would give you room to grow?
Yes. And we would stop our war for now. Yes. For a year, at least.
That would give you time for a ceasefire to possibly parley peace.
Actually, yes. Point of order. Okay, there's a chance we could actually negotiate with the goblins, too, because that seems to be what we do. So we have to be ready for that. But if they're not sentient or don't want to talk, I mean, then we can just kill them, right?
Well, that kind of stands to reason. Sure. Like, if we can parlay peace between the goblins and the barbarians.
Well, I think we'd have to give them somewhere else to go.
Well, they like tunnels. And we did find a space tunnel back there. We could send them into...
And we did kill the thing.
We could get them the space shuttle.
Or a place where they could fly.
Oh, yes. We tell the goblins that they can fly in this space tunnel. We relocate the goblins, Bob's your uncle, and we're done.
I love this plan. I'm excited to be a part of it.
Let's try it.
Like, we will, like, we will help solve your goblin problem.
Ah, yeah. And I am here as well.
Of course you are.
You're a valuable part of this party. You hit the whole thing with Stetson. It was great. Yeah. You got the boat. You've been piloting the boat. Great. Yeah. You took that hit for the monster. Yeah. Yeah.
Look, yeah. Just because you didn't come up with crazy goblin tuttle shenanigans does not mean
tuttle goblins are canon, okay? They're in the book. Like, it
does not mean that you are not a vital part of this problem.
Party rule.
Yeah, tuttle goblins. So you all head in. They show you where the tunnels start. And they're like, well, good luck. Let us know how it goes.
I was going to suggest we take control of the time tunnels to give the hunters.
There's no time tunnels. There's time holes.
Oh, time holes. Whatever. time orifices.
Tunnel goblins and time holes. I don't know.
Time orifices. We can control the time orifices. Never mind. No, we're doing the goblins. Come on.
Yeah. So how you go in there, you just the tunnels aren't big enough for all of you to walk shoulder to shoulder. Also, Porkloin is definitely not going in the tunnels with you.
No, we don't want him.
Yeah.
He's a liability.
He is going to trade with the people.
Did he kind of serve his purpose? Why are we protecting? Like, he showed us where pickings.
Well, he's your guide. He's the one to keep me from getting lost.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. He's useful.
Okay. Yeah, you don't have to make navigation.
When we're traveling.
Yeah.
I didn't know we picked up a pet or something. I didn't. Like,
he's our GPS. We leave him with the
bug. Yeah, he's a con artist.
Besides, who doesn't want a pet human?
Yeah.
So, I've been informed that that's a little problematic.
It's very problematic. I don't. Yeah, no. So, yeah, is someone going up ahead or are you all marching?
I'll take point.
You'll take point? All right. Give me a nose check.
A 6.
All right.
Let's see here. Stealth. I know you all appreciate the adventure we take you
on. Well, you beat their 2 because I roll like shit, apparently. Yeah, there is the tunnels are, you know, mostly concrete, but there's a lot of like. Rock, they're very moist, very damp. There's little puddles. But as you walk, you can see there is a bit of dirt at like the north wall, like clay, really. And when you turn, like you can see there's like a little face in the clay. And that's when you notice little eyes are tracking you.
Right. Stop. Hello there.
Ow.
That was an excellent disguise.
Oh. You're not going to, I was supposed to wait for all of you to pass and then block your way.
I know, that was a sound move.
Yeah. Can you just leave?
Right.
I won't attack, you won't die.
Well.
First blood, bitch.
Ignore him, he's violent and ready for a fight.
Mm-hmm.
But.
We wanted to talk to your Jareth. Can you point us towards your Jareth?
Why?
Like parlay?
You want to parlay? You're not here just to kill us all?
No, we have a thought. We have a way that you can not get murdered.
It comes out so imagine like a you know, like an insect, like one of those things. Imagine it, but like humanoid, it's got 4 legs, 4 arms, but also made of clay. That's what this thing pops out of the wall is. It seems to be able to transmute or, you know, like a whole clay face kind of thing. But it's a grub person thing. That's a tunnel goblin.
How big is it?
About like 5 feet tall.
Okay, so not tiny, but.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Short king.
Yeah, short king, yeah. Okay, well, you stay here. I'll go tell our spokes goblin. Yeah. Do you call us grubs or goblins?
Which do you prefer?
I don't like your language, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, like, what term would you like us to use?
Kings? Lords? Better than you?
No, we'll give you proper names. You're now Dennis.
Okay. What name do you want to give to our negotiator?
Dennis 2.
Dennis 2. Okay, I'll go get Dennis 2.
How about, like, Dennis number 1? A number 1. He's Dennis A number 1.
Dennis A number 1. Okay, I'll go get Dennis A number 1.
Thank you.
All right. And it just sort of melted in the wall. So after a minute, you hear some rumblings around you, and then there's like 5 more of them. But like one of Dennis, you think it's Dennis. They do look a little different from each other. And it's like, here's Dennis A1.
Dennis A1.
Hello, I'm the negotiator.
Who's going to speak for us? Who's best equipped?
Well, I've got a score in persuasion. Does anybody else have a score in persuasion?
I have a D4.
I have a D6.
I have a D4, but I've got a +2 because I'm very pretty, Tom.
That's okay, so, and I'm not.
Okay, what would be a better chance, me rolling or Dave?
Well, how about you two go in, and I'll be your backup. I'll be like your Bill Hader from.
I'm rolling persuasion.
All right.
We can both roll.
An exploding six.
No. One at a time. Yeah.
It's going to be 11.
All right. So what's your offer?
My offer? Oh, okay.
I think
you have to tell them what you want.
Okay. So here's the deal. You being here is upsetting these barbarians.
Which is
upsetting another group. So, you know.
We found a great tunnel for you. It's a space tunnel. It's a rift tunnel.
Yes.
It's an awesome tunnel. Yes. It's better than this tunnel.
It's no mud.
That's terrible.
No,
it's space mud. Which is better, objectively.
There's space in mud. Mud in space.
Is it like play?
It's metal.
No, metal. No. I don't know. Our identity is being creatures of the earth. We are linked elementally to the earth, especially and water. So the intersection of water and earth is clay. And that's us. That's what we are. That's what we like. That's what we are of. So,
can I use survival to think of like a place we pass by that might be better for them?
Sure.
Okay, I'm gonna try that.
We came in here to tell them there's a space tunnel. Like we thought they were gonna jump on that.
That they were made of clay. You thought they were just like little 11. Goblin.
11.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, there is a area...
Right there by the Buc-ee's, remember?
Yeah, sure, by the Buc-ee's, yeah. Where you're a big sinkhole, and it's like a full of clay, and like, yeah.
We found another place, much bigger than this.
Oh?
Full of mud and clay.
Mm.
Mud and clay. That's like the best of both of your worlds.
And the only thing that would have made it attractive to others to come in was already removed.
Well, we have our own shamans. We can use magic to look at this area once you've told us where it is, so we can scry upon it.
I was like, of course, have a look.
So they go and ask Dennis 2B, who is their shaman, and he casts the divination spell. And like, oh yes, lots of clay. Yes, very good. It's very far away though.
Like, we'll guide you.
Well, no, we don't do overland marches. That's why we hide in the tunnels, because it's dangerous. If you can find some sort of magical means of carrying us, transporting us, that would be great.
I will shrink the colony into the palm of my hand and walk them there.
You don't have enough magic.
Damn it.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. So, yeah, the only thing that occurs to all of you is, you know, would be fucking useful here.
Time hole.
You could make a time hole.
time hole the whole time.
It's like, I told me.
We could put a time hole.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, like, gentlemen, what do you know, like, goblins?
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about time holes?
They're very powerful, and they could certainly transport us to this.
We will take control of a time hole for you and use it to transport you there.
You are great and mighty if indeed you can do this. We will be, if you can do, create a time hole for us. If you can tame the time hole, we will.
Yes. And now we'll my hole.
I was like, says we'll take control of a time hole.
And sisters, no, I've not had any. I have not had a single beer. I've not had. I'm totally sober.
This a little disclaimer. All those other times I'm drunk as a lark.
Yeah.
It's like, so we will take control of a time hole for you and use it to transport you. And we'll try to use as few innuendo words as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I am not promising that, Tom.
we can only.
You're not being a whole lot of fun right now, Tom.
I'm holy compared to you.
I think it's theory's full of holes. We can fast forward. You can get back to Florida Man Pickens. Explain the problem. He's like, yeah, no, we'll go to the crossroads tonight, and you can meet the devil. And you can either sell one of your souls, or you can challenge him to a contest of some type. And if you beat him in a contest, you get control of a time hole. Or
shrink the devil.
that's become your answer for everything, isn't it?
Well, I mean, think about the powers of shrinking. It's very effective.
Well, he's very resistant to magic. You may not have enough mojo to shrink the devil. Shrink the devil.
I feel like if
devil in a devil in a shrunken down.
Yeah. We just need
devil shrink down in Georgia.
Devil shrink down in Georgia.
What kind of music we're going devil to play against him? Oh, yes. And then we're just going to challenge him to a music battle, because I don't think that the devil, one devil, is going to be able to roll very good against the three of us in a performance.
And that was the last word we ever said when we underestimated him.
Yeah, if all three of you compete, you can, but all three of your souls are at risk.
So, what are souls anyway?
Yeah. You only find out when you die.
No one knows.
Yeah, no one knows.
We must offer the devil something much better than the soul of Mr. Pickens.
Well, no, Mr. Pickens is just a mediator. He's not risking anything for this. So
let us go to the crossroads.
But we got to get rid of the devil so he'll leave the swamp with us, right?
No, if you beat the devil, he'll give you control of the time hole so you can transport all the people.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. It's layers upon layers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, just to recap the plan, we play music against the devil to take control of the time hole so that we can get the tunnel goblins out from underneath the barbarian settlement.
So they can move in.
So that, yeah,
they can take
so
over the
barbarians can move in to the bottoms, to the tunnels.
And we prevent the war.
We broker a ceasefire for a year between the hunters, who we haven't actually tried to negotiate with. And honestly, if we find out that the whole time all the hunters really wanted was a fucking cookie.
Man, we're just looking for that gator jerky. If someone just give us that gator jerky, like that Bucky's gator jerky.
Like, no, at that point, no, we chose the right side by the rats.
Yeah.
We better go to, so we're going to better end up in Atlanta at some point.
So he takes you, Florida Man Pickens, and so he takes you to the crossroads and at midnight. That's one of the few dry spots in the swamp there. You are at a crossroads. There's a tree there, but you all hear stomping as it's approaching midnight. And a giant T-Rex bursts through the trees and is like, hello,
hey.
I am the devil.
Hey. Ah, devil, it's good to meet you.
Yes.
I am Steve.
I am also a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I noticed that.
Yes.
That is a great look.
Very good look.
The devil always takes a pleasing form.
Nailed it.
Yes. So
your audience.
So yes, Florida Man Pickens has already bested me. I will not deal with him again, but I will take upon any of these fools. Do you want to deal just openly and get actually something out of your soul, or do you want to risk it for the proverbial biscuit?
Well, we are gambling men.
Yes.
So we'd like to risk it.
Ah.
We want to challenge you to a battle of rock.
Oh, yes. Well, I am a powerful balladeer with my Tyrannosaurus Rex lungs. So it's fortunate you chose music instead of arm wrestling. I have such tiny arms. But you've already chosen this. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's like, because they're tiny arms, but look at
it. It would have been a double elimination.
Also, but, yeah, I would have to have lost. Yeah, you would have to have lost twice to win.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how he gets you. So, yeah, tell me, you're the lead singer. What's the music? Could be
very rapid staccato,
yeah,
most mechanical music at a very high tempo. Yes.
Okay. Like what genre? Like rock?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Like hard rock or?
Yeah, hard rock.
It could be blues rock, you know.
Or blues rock.
Yeah, yeah. All right. It seems appropriate given, you know, the whole scenario. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who goes first?
All of you work together. All of you.
No, I mean us or the devil.
Yeah.
So I've got a double explosion going here. Triple explosion.
Oh, that's a six.
Six, 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 two.
Seven.
Okay.
That's a 20.
Okay. But you're only as good as your weakest link. You can give a +2 to that. So your final result is a 6, unless you want to reroll.
I guess I better reroll. That's still a 4, damn it.
Okay. So 6.
Nope, we gave him another one.
Give it another.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, 6 exploded. That's going to be a total of 8.
All right. But yours is a 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, 7 +2, 9. Well, let's see what he gets on his deep bow. He only got a 3, so I just get a +3 because he's the devil. But it's still a 6. So his singing is powerful, but your instrumentation and practice is a
and coordination.
And coordination, yeah. Beats a single performance act, yeah.
He still gets respect from me.
Okay.
Because that was hard.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, and he was doing like an 80s hair metal thing, which is kind of out of style at this point, you know, like, I'm dealing with the devil, you know, something like that, like very, very high pitched.
Rock you like the underworld.
Yeah, basically. And, you know, you play for what seems like an eternity. You're all just exhausted by the end of it. But there is a glowing light above you and you see a biblically accurate angel as I proclaim the mortals the victors. It's like, this is.
Thank you, 17 hula hoops full of eyes and wings.
Yeah, no problem, Slice.
As soon as the angel leaves, like, so why are, like, angels always scarier than demons?
Well, yeah, read your Bible, kid, you'll find out why.
Like, what's the Bible?
Oh yeah, so yeah, you get access to the time hole.
Man, I never felt old until today. Why'd you ask me that question?
Oh my god. Been here for millennia.
It never ends.
So okay. With the time, you could just use it wisely and create a hole in space-time from the tunnels
to let the goblins
to in. The Bopkeys, yeah, which I assume you do.
Hey, we do.
Yeah. Not tempted by this ultimate cosmic power. No. Brief. Okay. Fine.
So, like, is this, like, will this be appropriate to your needs?
Yes, yes. We will be able to set up some aquaculture and some farming, and we will be able to have more sustainable food and food security instead of having to rely on dinosaur hunting as much. We may be barbarians, but we have an eye to the future.
Like, excellent. You are wise.
So, yeah, with that in mind, Florida Man Pickens comes with you. His spirit is able to let go of the South for now and travel with you to Castle Refuge.
You'll return.
Yeah. Yeah. The big game. You didn't even meet the big game hunters. They're led by this really cool guy named Mako. He's got a really cool sword.
I don't know. The kid will give you permission.
I do what I want. Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, you managed to get out with Florida Man Pickens. Congratulations.
Woo!
Yay! So yeah, that was Dinosaur Swamp Blues. Yeah, what'd you think?
The whole?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, Bucky's is destined to take over.
Yeah. You have to bring the right man in Atlanta Black back. But
yeah, we will.
Absolutely will.
Yeah, I just want to have something. I wanted like a peace negotiation thing instead of just like fighting something like that. Like,
yeah. There needs to be like a great emergency scene. In Atlanta that we need to help the rat people out with.
Yeah, I'll read more about Atlanta. There's
Atlantis attacks.
Yeah.
Oh god, Atlantis attacks Atlanta.
Oh my god.
Which ATL are we siding with?
Quick to the time hole. Yeah, you could have just messed with the time hole and created all kinds of shit. Like, let's go to another timeline and just loot it for cool stuff.
Poor heroes.
Yeah, oh, that's fair. Or just mess with it on its own. It has its own random tables and shit like that, which would have
been. No, we're heroes. We do the heroic thing.
Okay.
Tempting as that was.
And that way, the goblins can actually go, well, there's like one group of people that weren't dicks to us.
Yeah. No, they're, yeah. They'll remember that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Time to continue our enslavement of humanity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Smug.
All right, but that's all I got.
Fantastic.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
Later.
Bye. Bye.